after I get, you know, three or four fucking doubles of vodka into me, that I begin to fuck with the locals.
Turn it off. Turn off the machine.
We don't want to get involved. We'll be liable.
Went in there and you didn't trip over the sawdust or light anything on fire. You just spin it around and try to throw everyone out the door.
They're not going to tell you, oh yeah, the best way to quiet a screaming baby is to yell at it and shake it. They're going to say, no, that's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah.
But then when they get stuck in the situation, they're fucking idiots
and they
have
anyway.
No patience, so that's what they do.
Oh man, that was the shit what you said to that guy, and I'm like, yeah, the fuck did I say to that guy?
Yep. I resent you suggesting
I've
ever brought
you flowers.
He doesn't
want to start a trend, Sean. Once he brings you flowers once, that's it for the relationship. You're going to ask for it every week.
Yeah, if I want to use your ass
Where's
again, then I got to bring you flowers again.
Because if you kick a cowboy boot heel, they fucking do pirouettes and pipes and hold up signs and shit. It's great, you know, and they fucking spike right there.
And it's actually, it's not really unfair because they don't feel pain like we do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left, so I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell.
No, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Whose mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
And you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Ranch Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Yes, the last thing we want is Drex all wet, sticky, and confused.
Hey, what the hell?
It's time for what the hell.
It's time for what the hell.
Once again.
I don't mind being wet and sticky as long as I know why.
As long as you know what the hell you're doing.
Actually, I don't know if I'd want that. If I wake up wet and sticky and I've got, like, used rubbers all around me.
I don't want to know.
I'd be like, that's very odd.
Want to go camping?
I am now going to find my clothes. Yeah, that shit works.
Locate your clothes piece by piece.
Yeah, I'd be a little pissed. You
right
know?
Now.
It's not like I'm getting any sex.
Well, the next
apparently I get some and I don't remember it.
That's the worst, isn't it?
I don't have to grunt when I go poo anymore.
It just falls out.
That's just bad.
The challenge is keeping
them. No one can
show me on the latex dummy where the bad man touched you.
It doesn't have one.
Does that work?
Does this work?
Oh.
Yes, it does work.
My teeth.
Your look cool factor has fallen through the floor.
He's only a small dot.
Who the hell's this?
We'll see. We'll find out.
Hello?
Hello? We've got
a
new setup here. Put them on.
Hello.
They're not saying anything.
This is what I hear. Wait.
Working with the new setup.
You know they're nothing.
Drex is figuring out here.
What you say? You say nothing.
It's in microphone. Yep.
You suck.
Unmute.
You suck.
There we
unmute.
Go. This is what we hear. Oh, that's really loud.
It's nothing. You hear nothing.
That's
I
really
hear
loud.
Nothing.
Turn down the microphone.
Nothing. You get nothing.
Level.
You are corporal. You get nothing.
Because we've got the telephone right into the mixer now.
Yeah, we got this. Another.
So we don't have to hold the microphone out.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
That's better.
Hello.
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 This is Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, are you there?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear Lieutenant?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
We can.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, were you not hearing me before?
No, I got like a beeping sound, like a busy sound.
But well, we're working on the new system, dude. Have some patience.
But Lieutenant Major Zombie, you've got a really cool robot sound in your voice. I want you to say something for me, okay?
Sound candy? Mono.
Ah, that's why he sounds different.
Mono, and I got strep throat type C. And
who gave it to you?
And they cannot do nothing for me. So I have to wait up for 4 to 6 weeks without any antibiotics. So I'm pretty screwed for that day. So I'm sitting here, like, sick. And I'm like,
okay, I want you to do me a favor, man. I want you to say all your base is belong to us.
It's all you bees are belong to us.
All your bases belong to us.
Good enough.
No, you fool.
How did he manage to get the robot sound out of his mouth and get more human sound than I've ever heard before?
Oh. Okay, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
Does that sound okay? So, just hang it up. I could hear Sophie going, oh.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I think we should use that in next week's clips. You know, I think you should. Do you have.
That sounded very strange.
Yeah.
Turn your mic.
I'm going,
I can't
and
hear
I
you.
Got strep throat and I'm all down and.
So we have to work out the bugs.
We should talk about how everything old is new again.
What's old?
What's old?
That's coming around again.
Well, see, there's old.
Don't
songs.
Tell me bell bottoms are coming back.
No,
again.
We're talking about old. We're talking about old songs being rehashed into new songs.
Oh, okay.
And this is really frightening. This is like one of those things where, you know, Sumerian like holds you down and goes,
listen to this.
I know you like beef, Sean, but did you know that this is what your insides look like when you eat beef? Oh my God! And he like reveals this horrendous picture to you, and you're like, oh my God, I look like Uma Thurman. And so you're like, holy shit, you know, good God, man, where's my gas mask? And so this is one of those things only it's regarding music.
Yeah, this is a song I really like. It's Peter Schilling. Major Tom. Everyone knows that song.
Major Tom, yes.
Okay.
And old is new again.
I'm going to compare it to
another song.
A new Blink 182 song.
Blink 182 with the K in quality. No, seriously. I remember seeing. I saw them perform live once. It was like they needed the dancing. They needed the dancing. They literally had dancing midgets to distract you from how badly they sang.
MTV Awards.
Oh, hell yes.
You know, anything is better with dancing midgets.
It always improves it.
Lucas. Yeah,
at least they knew how to put on a decent stage show. I'll give them
the midgets.
Yes.
Somewhere under.
Ignore the band. Watch the midgets.
What's the play the
and so I play it at normal tempo the first song and then
whatever,
I speed it up.
Play the fucking
people
song.
Might get confused, Sean.
Well, they're pretty bright.
Okay, I'll give them that then.
Standing there alone, the ship is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to.
How about we take pictures of each other on the video camera?
Alone, the ship is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort.
There we go.
Yeah, that's not.
So does that sound a little bit similar?
Nobody's ripping anybody off there, not at all.
No. Blink 182 are talented. They just happen to be really cute and have a lot of 14-year-old girls worshiping them right now.
We spit on them.
Are you saying that someone in the music industry is stealing from someone else in the music industry?
Say it ain't
it's
so.
Well, at least it's the artists this time, not the record companies.
We have to get Peter North to go over and sort those guys out. Peter North, go kick his ass. Don't do it.
All right, let's all say hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, you mean one at a time.
Pose for the camera.
That's on, far back pose. Enough. What are you doing?
Hey, you what?
You're going to rip it out of the ceiling. One more inch.
One more inch, and by God, you just see what God just did to us, man.
Marion is giving me
I just tacked that up today.
I just tacked that up. You're a fucking narcotics agent. I knew it.
I have an attitude today.
We need no muffins from Attitude Sim.
We need
no
muffins.
Stuff in my teeth?
I think you had one too many colloquialisms in your lexicon there.
Aren't we clever? Are we focused? Are we happening?
This is the mean.
Being a bitch. Like, what the fuck? I wanted to... Oh.
What are you doing?
Never mind. Yeah. He finally knows.
I told you, don't pull it so far
back. Large wire tied to my head.
You like my paintball team. I told you.
Monkey realized he has to peel banana first.
Bitter banana. Okay, we got enough shots of me or what?
You're the guy who just scratched his own armpit.
You didn't see where I scratched.
This is Sumerian.
Oh, my God.
That was Sumerian. The webcam is up, and it's functional this week. If you watch, it's not fuzzy. It's not flipping.
God, you're so sexy.
Oh, you're so sexy. Where is Sean? She's sexy for me.
Sit still.
I'm not even centered. You're so fucked up.
Okay. You know what?
You're off-center, Sean.
I want to see
what's going on.
I want to see triple X in Drexol, Drexxxol, and it'll be porn that he shoots. And I'll be like, no! Fuck, no woman looks like that. They always run first. You know? Oh! And you
want to leave now. I wouldn't blame you.
And you could wear a ski mask to save your life.
Okay. My brain is blocking out the potential possibilities for those phrases. This is a self-protection measure.
It's Sean Kennedy, unanimated.
Am I unanimated? No.
The animation.
Frame at a time, Sean. Frame at a time.
The unanimated face is still animated. Stop moving! How can one fix
it? It's actually
which
not
Kennedy
that bad.
Are you focusing on? Which one of the three that you can see are you focusing on?
No, you're loud.
Stupid look on your face. It's all good.
This is great for radio. Okay, moving on right along, as Sean would say.
Sir Scotty Harker.
Good evening.
What? No comment about the forces of evil?
They're not the forces of evil.
They're the forces of darkness.
Get it right.
It's off-center.
It's off-center.
He moved.
Well, that camera's awful twitchy.
It's evil. Evil's doing it.
This is the work of the force of darkness.
Holy Drexel would, like, set his camera down and then make all the other nature and environment, all the animals, get in his camera versus manipulating the camera.
Damn it, you squirrel! Get over to the left!
This is the world. This is Drexel. This is the world revolving around Drexel.
I have to look up at the TV.
The little viewfinder doesn't work.
The camera's pointing. The little one does with the little...
Oh.
The little thingy here.
So you've got 2 out of 3 viewports and he's
point
still complaining.
Point to it again. I like that.
Suck it, bitch.
You're still scratching your
head. Everyone wants to gang up on me. I'm quite happy to kill you all.
Do you guys get that?
Now you know how I feel many nights.
And medic.
I think I said that to a team of cheerleaders.
Yes, it's medic once again. Am I too animated?
I don't think it's in you to be animated.
You're right, actually. I'm used to dealing with the dead.
No, that's absolutely right.
Me too.
And
yeah, there we go. Sit up. Be animated. There we go. Now pause.
And we have significantly less hair, Dak.
Yes. Or is it just styled?
That's why you look so much like Al.
Al from Americans from Purity?
No. As in Alitania. The entity known as Alitania, the Al half.
Al half of Alitania.
Looks like Al.
And then we have...
This looks like Al.
Non-chapped lip.
G-O-T-L.
Stop blinking!
Stop blinking!
It's that cute anime blink.
Blink, blink!
Wow, that's...
She blinks and half her face disappears.
I have no idea what that looked like.
It looked awesome. We'll put it up. That'll be the shot. We'll be all like, it was like total girly, batty-eyed. Your eyes are watering now because you opened them too wide. I can see
and
they're all.
Soon there'll be water fountains squirting out of them.
Yeah.
I love that.
I can't actually get like parabolic arcs of tears out of my eyes.
Wait for it.
I swear to God, man, if I ever
if I did,
she was like, oh God. And, like, started to fuck off out of her face like that, I'd be like, whoa, I'll follow.
And her legs, would go cross like this.
Sean,
I'd be like, fuck!
Sean, you'd probably be frightened by the fact that her eyes take up half the surface area of
you?
Her head.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm dating a gray alien wearing eye makeup. How the fuck did that happen?
You put that so eloquently, you know. Tears start to fuck off out of her face.
Well, you know, they're leaving, right?
Rex.
Stop moving!
The Drex says this.
You're moving! You're moving! No, stop! Stop!
Yes, we do this at the beginning of every show just to make those people out in Radioland think, why the fuck do we tune in every week?
Yes.
Excitement abounds here at Rant Radio.
Tune in to hear the confusion.
Which is what's really important.
The what?
What's really important is the fact that Nomad Skids is not wearing
explain
anything.
Explain how you get little window to update your... The link. Yeah, click on the link.
The frame?
And it gives you a little window and it...
The webcam is like on freeze of about 10 minutes ago.
It's on freeze of about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, well...
All your base
all
belong,
your base
to,
belong
us.
To us.
You know
you
what?
You have no chance to survive, make your time.
You have to click on the floating webcam.
Floating webcam!
Like
keyword
it says on the page. It says the floating window updates every 10 seconds. As opposed to the one on the page that doesn't update at all.
And you're a big poo head. If you don't click on the floating click little link,
let me just test it out
link.
Right now.
Poo head.
Poo. Waiting.
This is your poo. This is your head.
Perhaps
waiting.
It's not working.
This is poo head.
I don't know. A couple more seconds.
Well, everyone.
All right, it's fucked up. We're wrong. You're right.
What do you mean? The IRC actually knows what they're talking about? Yes, it happens from time to time.
Okay.
If this
maybe it is fucked up.
No, one guy's saying it works.
Oh, really? That's not working for me.
Maybe he's just on acid.
It's moving.
It's moving.
I can see him.
I
see all the swirling colors
John's
in the room.
John's talking to me, and he's telling me I need a cat, so I went and got one. And I named him Bob after Sean.
618.
What?
You know what?
What? And he's right, like what he said about
how bread, something's wrong.
It becomes a toaster.
Okay, hey,
you transfer
Tim,
the essence of the bread.
If
that's
this thing was supposedly working,
us.
How many people could actually like listen to it?
Everybody.
Look at it now?
Everyone can look at it right now. Absolutely, every single person.
So it's no longer only three people get the Gracer's webcam.
No, it's as many as they want.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
I'm
gonna
I see. It captures every 10 minutes.
Well, that's good.
That's the problem.
Because I set it up a couple of days ago.
You set it up wrong.
To
it
watch
wrong.
The people that were inspecting my fire alarm.
Say wrong.
But it all crashed and it didn't
was
work.
Wrong.
Okay, now it'll update every 10
because
seconds as opposed to 10 minutes.
Wrong.
Wrong. It's all wrong.
You're wrong.
See, it's already updated.
You
okay.
Know, you want to know how you piss off every single geek in the galaxy?
How's
you
that?
Know, like everyone's all like, "Whoa, you know," and it's
somebody
and
shoots William Shatner.
No, they sit there like in the IRC, everyone's like, "Yo, well, I fucked your mom," and they're all like, "What'd you say about my mom?" IRC and stuff like that. I've got the ultimate comeback for that. Well, you know,
that's working. Shut
where,
up, everyone.
Where people say like, you know, "Oh, well, I went down on your mom" or whatever, you just go back to them and say, "Yeah, well, your dad was right," and that'll be like the deep yielding wound.
Not getting it.
What? Oh, for geeks, what are you kidding? Everybody
your dad was right.
Your dad was right.
About everything?
Well, yeah, you're like, you are a useless piece of shit.
Okay, I
and,
see.
You know,
you see, I understand Sim's confusion because, you see, like Sim...
My dad never said that, so...
I had a good relationship with my
that's
father.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This is why you're not online with a computer.
What's his excuse?
I don't know. I don't have one, I guess.
Yeah, my dad never said that to me either.
Oh, okay. It's just
let's
me.
Make
Sorry.
Feel Sean.
Just you,
let's
Sean.
Feel
no,
Sean
no,
bad.
You're a big loser.
That's
we're
right.
All fine.
My dad
and you're right.
Right.
Your
remember.
Dad was right. My dad was fine. My dad said I'm fantastic and I can do anything I want.
And then you woke up.
No, he really said it.
And the trumpets.
He hasn't woken up yet.
And
he's still dreaming.
My shoes started to squeak. And I met this guy.
And Drex, if you're a really good boy for long enough, or if you're really good for long enough, you'll be a real boy one day.
That's just seven kinds of cold. That's like.
Want to go
cold
through the IRC? And... Who wants to volunteer? Yeah, you can turn those TVs on and you can see the IRC.
Oh, okay, I'll
chat.
Do it. I'll do it. I said I'd do it last week when
okay.
I was grumpy.
Okay.
So, scroll to the top there, Private Jackson. Don't make yourself useful.
Please would be nice.
Okay.
Please. I'll say it for him.
Would you settle for now?
Oh, that was beautiful.
Okay.
I missed it.
Dr. Pepper, yeah. Mr. Echo, Smarian, Caxer, Holy Deal, our studio, Shovel, Aunt Jemima, Blotman, Broke Smokehouse, Cenobite, Hero, Tonic, Bitch, Roto, the Tomato Zombie, PLA, Oracle, Doodle, K, Pseudo, Enoshian, after the angelic language, LinkRX, AFK, Paradox, Baker 1, Josh K, Snake, T-Knight, Cyber Samurai.
Is it on?
Go, Josh.
No. Turn on the light. Turn on the room light.
No Man Info, Luke, Judas, Punk of Evil, Romulus, Smash, Copper Top, Orphan,
Slits, Street Preacher, Cossix, Great Spark, Lego, Zerstor, Wombat, Rant, Enki, Sparky, Skits,
makes sense.
Son of a Sofa King, We Two added.
We two did. I was trying to figure that one out last
Star
week,
Baby,
too.
Test Subject, Waco 666, X2003X, Zenobia is High, Zof and Hella, and Ace.
Excellent.
You
That's
know,
great.
So,
that was fun.
That's
Can
great.
Can we do it again?
Okay,
I mean,
starting from the top
I
again.
Mean, fuck you. And
say it backwards.
Okay.
I would take all.
Backwards the forces of darkness.
Backwards drunk. F-A-F-O-N-E-S. That's an open
We've
backwards.
Got new equipment here.
We have
it's not
equipment.
Plugged in.
Courtesy of
Geeks R Us.
Geeks R Us computers.
You can buy fine computers.
Where you can go there.
In Cloverdale.
Like fucking slaves. Go out there because we know you do everything we tell you to.
That's right.
And we're blatantly plugging them. So go
Even
spend
if you're
all
in
your
Florida,
fucking money there.
Order long distance.
Go spend your money there because I work there too and I need money.
This magic, magic box.
Fucking useless bunch of cash cows.
What does magic box do?
Well, I
Ooh,
plug it.
Ooh, rack mountable.
Rack mountable. All I need is a rack now.
What it does is it takes all our voices and makes them all balanced.
It takes makes them all. That's really right. Turn the wave down. A lot.
Turn the wave down, you fucking idiot. Moron.
That's some loud monkeys there.
Holy cow.
Use them out. Come on.
Make some louder monkey sounds. Can you make some louder monkey sounds here?
Okay, the wave is at bottom. How can I make it
What?
Smaller?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, stop stroking it for one.
Okay.
What happens if I turn
This
up,
goes in line.
Bottom to
You'll make a mess on your stomach.
This is a compressor, limiter, expander.
A limited expander, you're saying.
Compressor, limiter, expander. It's in line.
Is that actually
to the
a
mixer.
Real fucking phrase? It's a compressed, limited expander.
Compressor, limiter,
Clinically
expander.
Clinically proven.
Clinically proven.
To compress and limitedly expand.
It takes loud voices like Sean and Dak, and quiet voices
like Private Drexel.
Projectile Vomit
and
Man.
And other voices
and,
that are
and
not
the
loud
professor.
Enough.
Right. And voices that aren't now loud enough.
And now no one will be too loud.
And puts them all at the same level.
It's a high-tech audio gadget that will make things sound a lot better. You don't need to worry about it. It's behind
me.
It's
a magic box. Anyway, we got it because another internet radio station went tits up, and Geeks R Us showed up and bought their shit.
That's right.
And sold it to Sim for a grossly low price for what it is.
Do they have any mics?
Which radio station went tits up?
Which radio?
My City Radio? Was it?
My City Radio or My Web Radio? Or
poor Joey Shithead. He's out of a
right.
job now.
They had a desperate
Do we got Joey Shithead stuff?
Probably.
Right.
There was a desperate press whoring incident a few months back where suddenly they were in all the local newspapers. There's a local internet radio station. You should listen to them. They talk about weather and stuff. Right on.
I watched it once. It was very good.
Radio will never go.
I watched Joey Shithead.
None of us get paid.
It was Jello Biafra was on Joey Shithead's show.
Joey Shithead had a show.
It was amazing. It was hilarious.
How was that
was
possible
great.
Being his buddy sued him? Didn't Joey Shithead sue him?
Joey Shithead was never in Dead Kennedys. Mm. Joey Shithead is in DOA.
Joey Shithead's the only guy who owns a copy of Terminal City Ricochet.
That's right. What are you doing?
It's the same volume no matter what I do.
Speaking of the microphone.
It's the same volume no matter what I do.
Stop stroking.
That doesn't make any sense. Is that recording level or playback level?
I think that's
are we
just
looking at there?
A bubble level.
Did it say recording? Or?
It must be recording. It so never be. Mind.
Okay.
God Why damn it, Jim.
It's really loud. Yeah, maybe okay. I'll fix it in the next break.
I'll fix it now.
Okay. Keep on panging that shovel.
Keep on panging that shovel there,
So if you hear various pangs throughout the evening, no one is being killed at Rant Radio, though many hostages are giving their lives to get our levels right.
This is something Nixter made that I didn't get to last show. This
Nixter
is called...
for me all the time. I never get to.
That's right. This is called Fuck You with Sean K. The Nixter mix.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think I've heard this. This one's awesome. What's going on, don't come back, we'll like get outside. Let's go. Fuck you, 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 fuck
So, all right, listen, that's it.
Are you talking to me?
Pull up your fucking pants. Straighten your head. Why are you talking like that? Why are you walking like that? Fucking big guy's shooting something.
Oh, my God. You're insane.
Why don't you go fucking listen to Ariel Speedwagon and wear darker than you're supposed to?
What gives you the right to judge?
It ain't about your fantasy. It's about my fucking reality. Why don't you go whitewash the fence and clean your daddy's car and stuff like that? You fucking suburban nerd.
Holy fuck, this guy's a wacko. Okay, I've got a cult, and I don't think I'm the chosen one, okay? If anyone's got kudos for that, it would be me. But then I think to myself, ah, you're crazy! Do I freak out about this? Do I start going absolutely shit-hop?
No,
I don't. Why? Because it's crazy! That's crazy talk. When you're doing that shit, that's just what you do when you go fucking insane.
Why?
Because it's Sean Kennedy, and I am a fucking man.
Something that Nixter made.
Listen to Rant Radio, because all your bass are belong to us.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.
Medicine!
Roto sent this in, or somebody sent this in before the show. It is the Bill of No Rights.
The Bill of No Rights.
We, the sensible of the United States, in an attempt to get everyone to get along, restore some of the semblance of justice, avoid any more riots, to keep our nation safe, promote positive behavior, and secure the blessings of debt-free liberty, blah, 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 blah. They read, we require a Bill of No Rights. Article 1, you do not have the right to a new car, big screen color TV, or any other form of wealth. The more power to you if you can legally acquire them, but no one is guaranteeing anything. You have the right not to be, you have the right to never be offended. This country is based on freedom, and that means freedom for everyone, not just you. You may leave the room, turn the channel, express a different opinion, but the world is full of idiots and probably always will be. You do not have the right to be free from harm. If you stick a screwdriver in your eye, learn to be more careful. Do not expect the tool manufacturer to make you and all your relatives independently wealthy. And et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty funny. So read it, read it in your own time.
It actually is something like it's what like, we've been talking about.
We need it.
We do. Because, I'm sorry, it's very simple. I've said it before. I'm not going to really go off on it again. But why the fuck do we have to protect the stupid?
Yes.
Why?
This is to make amends for stupid people. Get rid of all the stupid rights.
I really don't fucking get it. I mean, if you're that dumb that, you know, you tip a fucking pop machine over on you,
the same reason we try to cure cancer and cure all sorts of other diseases, because we try and help people. It's natural to try and overcome these negative things.
Do we
things?
Need to help these stupid
really?
People? I go into a restaurant
really?
Nowadays, and there's stickers lining the door.
Well, you
watch
know,
for slippery floors.
You talk about,
it's intact.
You talk
it's
about
not a temporary
natural
sticker.
Selection, right? You talk about natural selection, how it's great. Well, natural selection says if you get cancer, well, you die. If you get, what? Appendicitis, oh, what the fuck just happened there? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The hiss I've been hearing constantly for the last hour just left, so I thought the
your voice
feed
didn't.
Died. Anyway, if you get appendicitis, right, it used to be, well, that's it. You can't.
Bye-bye.
Natural
or you
selection.
Get, or you get shot. It'd be like, oh, well.
Or whatever.
You're
all
dead.
Sorts of diseases that would knock you off, and they don't knock you off now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the difference? You're stupid.
Think,
that's just another.
I think stupidity, if
oh,
we're talking about here, is more of a state of
why
willful ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, intentionally operating below your full capacity.
People aren't stupid enough to get cancer. It's like,
I think,
unless
I think
there's,
it,
well, there is
some
forms of cancer they do on purpose.
Operating below their capacity. I think if they're doing an act that is stupid, some of them are acting above their capacity.
No, people are just fucking stupid.
Yes.
People are just fucking stupid.
Is that better?
I think what we need to do is we need to inoculate people in a room. What we have to do is we have to put them in a room when they're all about 5 years old.
Okay.
The room has a door that says exit on the door. And it also says push. Okay, now that door is actually a pull door. Okay? And then you begin to have the walls. When the child is 8 years old, you put them in the room, have the walls begin to close in on the child. Okay, with spikes. Okay. And then it will take 5 minutes for the walls to close finally all the way to the point where it says, you know, they'll be pinned between the stuff. And all the children who figure out that, oh, I'm pushing on the door. It says push. It says exit. It's not working. What if I pull? It's just rudimentary problem solving. The door will open. They will leave. If not, they get turned
crushed
into a beneficial mulch and go towards feeding the school grounds. That's what I think we should do.
All works out.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I think that probably pretty much violates any state or province's general health and welfare guidelines for how to care for children.
Oh, well, I'm abolishing those.
Well, that's okay.
I think a lot of parents would have objections to actually voluntarily putting their child in that situation.
Why?
Because they don't have faith in their children. The same reason they don't want their children playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
The same reason they don't want their children playing violent video games, because if they play violent video games, they'll be violent people.
Because
they're weak willed.
Lawn darts. What a brilliant toy that is. Here, Johnny, have a lawn
like
there
that
with
toy.
On it. Take it outside and throw it at your sister.
I had that toy. That was fun.
I love lawn darts. Lawn darts kick ass. She says, here you go.
We used to throw them at each other.
Can I just point out one thing? I interviewed once for a job where it involved educating children in science. It was just a co-op job. From the interview, I learned this job would not be for me because I'd have to herd immense amounts of children with minimal resources. But what they did as part of the interview process is give me a small puzzle. A small, little wooden puzzle that I had to solve.
The guy with needles in his face showed up and said, "You called us, we came." And you're like, "Motherfucker!" And
you solved the Rubik's Cube.
No. But this is anyway. So here I am. Okay, I've finished my biology degree. I have a 3.6 GPA out of 4. I got, all this fucking scholarship money when I came out of high school. This thing took me, they stumped me. It took me, about 2 minutes because I have two people staring at me, and there's, this fucking halogen spotlight on them. And it's
Do you have video of this?
Yes, and it's just like, we're not going to appraise you based solely on this bullshit.
So what,
that's what we're basing it on.
You show up for a job interview, they sit you in a dark room with a halogen light on top of the table. Two guys are in there, they put a wooden puzzle down and say, if you solve this, you will have the job. Gordian not much?
There was more questions. I think that would be a cool place to work. That, except there was more questions,
Welcome to, what's the name of that place in Half-Life? The whatchamacallit?
The Research
Institute?
Black
Mesa.
Welcome to the Black Mesa Child Research Institute.
I'm not a stupid person, but boy, put the pressure on me. Now, if somebody had started putting spikes in the walls, I would have sat there with these two little pieces of wood going,
making monkey noises, that's not good.
Well, you know, girl on left, I'd always respect your memory. I would, I'd always respect that. So I had a friend, girl on the left. She wasn't smart enough.
Smokehouse, that sounds like my interviews.
No, if it was a smokehouse interview.
There was also the part of the interview where the two people interviewing, a man and a woman, started acting like temperamental 5-year-old children bickering at each other. And I had to figure out a way to calm them down.
Nail one of their hands to the table. Spike, shut the fuck up. You say another word, I'm cutting off one of his fingers.
The problem is they were being so funny, I couldn't stop them. I was like, I wanted to stop them, but this is just too entertaining. I have two adult people acting like total idiots in front of me for my amusement.
Little did she realize this was before she came to Rant Radio.
You know what I would have done? This would have been fucking brilliant. Okay, we're now two children. Okay, it's just two kids, And they start acting like, is there anyone else in the room? No. Grab the kid by the say, you better shut your fucking mouth or I'll beat you through the table. And if you tell another teacher about this, so help me God, you're fucking dead. You kind of look at me like, holy fuck. I'm like, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Relax, guy.
Next.
Relax, guys.
So,
$1 billion sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it?
$1 billion?
$1 billion.
$1 billion!
That's what Napster offers.
$1 billion!
The record companies to keep going.
Oh, it's called extortion.
Yes. They were going to pay them $1 billion divided amongst them over 5 years.
We'd okay. like $1 billion, please. Oh, and world
that
peace
works
and
out,
fluffy bunnies.
That works out to $150 million per record company per year.
And
do you know what that is to them?
Nothing.
That's a joke. That is a joke. And on the other side of things, there's 50 million Napster users right now. Do you know what that works out to per user over 5 years?
What?
$200. Are you going to pay $200?
No.
Over 5 years for Napster?
No.
No.
This is assuming every single person stays. And every single person is not going to stay. And therefore the service goes into the dumps because it relies on the number of people being on Napster.
Somebody's going to be like, oh, look at this. It's called Nutella. And, oh, look, it's
called Kava. It's called BearShare. It's called.
Over and over and over,
yeah. Do they actually think that by knocking off Napster, they're going to get rid of the problem?
Yes,
they do.
Stupid.
They think they're so mighty that they can get rid of them one by one. We'll defeat it.
Worse than that, they're thinking the logic that's following this. First, they're going to... First, they're trying to kill Napster.
Sorry.
Then they're going to try and use the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to go after the ISPs for sharing files.
Ah, yes.
I see. So
this is going to work about as well as the...
Do you know what I'm going to do? Holy shit, if they do this, it'll be great. Because everyone knows that I run the drawing board. I'll just become the only internet service provider in the world that doesn't fucking log. Fuck you guys. We're not logging it.
Here's the punchline. Here's the punchline, boys and girls. This will work about as well as the... Internet Decency Act they did about 2 years ago that we all know pretty much eliminated pornography on the
It's
net,
all gone. It? It's all yes, gone. It's all I can't gone. Find it.
There's
I've
no
been searching
porn.
For it.
Porn, what porn?
The funny thing is that all this does is
porn
drive some further drive some further and further back.
You're all joking, right?
No, yeah, there's still porn stuff.
Oh, thank God.
It just drives them further and further back to harder and harder technologies to defeat. If you take a look at Nutella, you can't shut it down. It works on random ports. You can set the port to whatever you want. You can't block ports.
It's a dynamic reconfiguration of modern
sharing. It does work.
It's a piracy tirade of new buzzwords that slam together in interesting and fun-filled ways.
What they should be doing is agreeing with Napster and harnessing it rather than...
What they should be using is dynamic processing to multi-level and begin to triumphantly, unilateralize their quadrilogic process.
Do you not use the phone there? How's it?
Hello?
It should be on record and you should be able to hear them.
Okay. Keep working, Sean. I think you're almost up to a mission statement.
Our mission statement is to unilaterally quantify all of the buzzwords which would be involved in your standard Dilbert book.
That is your mission.
That is my mission. Should
Please
I choose
study this handbook of.
I got something to say. Hi, kids, out today.
Oh, I just
said. Unmute.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Keep it on loud.
I have to talk really, really loud.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Who else is there?
Everyone's here. We all left the building, actually. Just Sean. Just talk to Sean.
Just talk to Sean?
Hi.
Hi, Sean.
How you doing, zombie?
This Napster thing kind of sucks, you know? The RIAA is trying to shut it down. But
yeah.
The thing is, that Napster, if you shut it down, they only shut it down Napster servers. That's about it. There's more other Napster servers out there that Napster does not control. That's why you have that little... A little program that goes out there searching for Napster servers.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it searches for other Napster servers that are not controlled by Napster.
Holy shit, what's that called?
And it logs it on to Napster. It uses Napster, but does not use Napster servers. It uses
so there's ways to share music other than Napster is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yes, that dude right there, Josh, just did it right out. Yeah, everyone's saying right out now. Huh, there it is. Woohoo! Randy Arsley.
All right, dude.
Oh,
right on, man. Thanks. We'll have to check into that.
It uses Napster 100%, but does not use their service at all.
Okay, buddy. Right on. Thanks for the heads up. You are lead Hacksaw. Say what the hell.
Hacksaw. Woohoo! Yeah. Woohoo!
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
This just in, the next news story.
Oh, my God. Quickstim, you have something.
Hang on a second. No, I'm...
You need a microphone.
No, I am not. I'm not going to put up with this. I mean, okay, that was just fucking cruel. That was just fucking cruel.
What? What did I do? Look, we've been trying to fucking deal with this kid. You may as well just bite the bullet and go on his side.
Make him feel important.
There's a color other than red.
You're not serious.
No way, zombie.
What will the people say?
What's it called?
Oh, my God. Do the guys in the brickyard know this?
Has CNN heard?
Holy shit. Think what this could mean to stop signs everywhere. You know? Fuck me gently, Jesus, with a rubber crutch sideways. You know? My God, man. I mean, the poor son of a bitch has been phoning us for 2 fucking years. We may as well just, you know, just
go with the
phone. Sean! Yeah, zombie.
I'm reaching out to you.
I failed to understand what the big deal is.
If you plug your monitor in, holy fuck.
Zombie.
You have no idea how much easier troubleshooting this will make for me.
I've been printing out the screen every time I needed to do something.
Wow. All your base are belong to us. Okay, so, anyway.
Okay, but well, I don't understand what the big deal was. He came up and told us something we were just about to tell everybody.
Well, that was it. Is that why we were just talking about this?
This has been known forever, these Napster clones. Forever.
Okay, but I would like to note...
It is relevant.
I would like to note that I hadn't heard of it, and...
Oh, no, we all love zombies. We all love zombies. Zombie call
is true. It's news evident. Like, there's a point from saying it, obviously, or you wouldn't be about to talk about it,
Yeah, but this isn't the local news station. This is... We're supposed to be a little bit higher than the local news talking about Napster.
Okay, but what are you talking about next? That was your next story.
It was my next story.
So my point is, if it's your next story, why is it okay for you?
Not necessarily. No.
So this is way beyond.
Actual defender
in
of zombies.
What Zombie gave us was a segue.
It actually was a good segue.
Okay, so let's talk about the next thing.
Next on record industry's hit list, Napster clones. With legal victory against Napster all but assured, the record industry quietly has begun to move against hundreds of Napster clones that also offer free music downloading.
Well, if we get $100 billion from each of them, then we'll be really rich.
Since Monday, the RIAA, the main trade group representing record labels, has sent about 60 legal notices to the internet service companies that provide web connections for open Napster servers.
Oh, well.
So,
fuck you very much.
they're not just moving on Napster.
Get a satellite.
They've already moved on Scour and now the Napster clones.
Is there a way?
Run independently, taking no fees, like...
Well, what
at
the
all,
fuck are
nothing.
These people going to do if some country, like, and I know you guys probably know, I'm probably doing the same crime I just convicted Zombie of doing.
I don't think so.
I did not know about this. Everybody thinks I'm slamming on Zombie. I didn't know that shit.
Napigator? You've never heard of Napigator?
No, never.
Okay.
Well, what the fuck's going to happen when, like, some country in the third world goes, anybody wants to come here and just have anything they want on the computer? Which
Russia?
I know Russia.
Russia
doesn't.
Much? No, there are places
isn't
that allow
Taiwan,
anything.
Isn't that like
anything.
Taiwan allows, pretty much ignores conventional copyright agreements?
Yeah.
Copyright
there's many countries.
Really, they're not hurting
there's
for that.
Many countries around the world that will gladly accept cash to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. So
post here.
So
give us your money.
So what the fuck are these idiots going to do when somebody puts their server
for
this? The
thing is, if they sit back and do nothing, they look idiotic. That's their job. The RIAA and MPAA and all the other ones, that's their job. That's all their job is to protect the artists. If they didn't do this, there is no reason for them to exist. Wait.
They have to justify
Maybe they shouldn't exist.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I understand. Now they're management.
They are management. They are paid unwillingly by the record companies and by the artists to protect the artists.
Okay, look, that's fine, and I'm not arguing that, but if your server is just in Taiwan and Russia, we're going to have a little bit of degradation
in speed.
But not nearly as many people will use it because people don't have the patience for that.
If Napster, if everything else is down.
If Napster all of a sudden moved to Russia...
Everyone would still use it.
Yeah. No. Everyone.
And it would be just as fast.
They will stop if it's
downloading.
Slower,
it would be just as fast.
I'm pretty
because
sure
you don't download from Napster, you download from people.
People would still use Napster, even
if it was, I mean, even
people
if it
Russia
was.
People in Russia use Napster. How many times have I been messaged on Napster from people in Russian or in fucking German in some language I do not fucking speak? And they're like, Espanol de solda! And I'm like, fuck off! Which is my standard reply for all emails.
I found it is occasionally faster to download web pages from Japan or
Taiwan. Oh, yeah,
because
it's so bogged down over here.
From, like, Florida or something, you know?
I think I'm going on vacation. I think I'm going to go on vacation, and I'm going to leave that as my vacation message. Fuck off.
Fuck off. All your answering machines, all your email auto-replies.
I don't need to bug you, but, you know? And
fuck off.
Everything was cool. Everything was cool and up until everything started to get stressful until I came out with Brainwashing 14, and then everybody fucked off. You know, I think people need me to tell them to fuck off. I think that's
they need an iron fist, Sean.
They do. They need,
that's why
they need
kings
to
work
say,
so well.
Fuck off. Just fuck that off, you know? And it's funny, actually, because I was working. Oh, update.
This is a very smooth segue, like 9 miles of bad road.
Anyway, no, but seriously, shut the fuck up. What it is that we have an update on my car.
Wow.
Yes.
We have
double
what's
one.
The update? Yay!
Well done.
Very appropriate.
Very, very,
very
appropriate.
Timely.
Yes, we have
he
an
accidentally
update.
Hit the key.
I've been looking for something to have a sound effect.
You're waiting.
You were lining up that sound effect all fucking day, weren't you? Okay, what it is, well done, executed, Drex all. What it is that Shovel One, for anyone who is interested, has been, is owned. It is owned.
Is it owned?
It is owned by me. Meet me, and they have lead hacks for me. And what happened is the other day I went down, got some new tires for it. It's the 65 Pontiac Parisienne, for those who forgot.
Last week.
Yep. So, it turns out really cool that the little network that I have up here, there's a lot of people who are going to be helping me with the car. So, when all is said and done, I will probably be able to get the car mobile, functional, and on the road, including purchase of car, for $4,000, which is very, very nice.
Roto puts on Kevlar bodysuit and prepares to fuck off.
incidentally, a lot of people sent me email, and they sent me stuff saying they wanted to join. Fuck off. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to post
I'm fucking full.
I'm full.
I'm just a little person.
No, go away. Cult is too big. I want to join Cult because everybody else sends you email to fuck with you, and I'm going to send more.
But I'm only as big as a wafer thin mint.
Yeah, no, fuck off. I'm full. My cash cow is overfed and not producing.
What a very good hack.
Before we do this, I honestly think that girl on the left should go up to the camera and show people.
Oh,
we are
okay, everyone, get on the webcam. www.rantradio.com. Click on webcam.
I have brought another exotic taste treat.
Shoggoth.
Wait for them to get there. Maybe describe it. Where's the packaging?
Okay, the packaging is in shreds. It is called Yokan. It is green tea flavored Yokan.
Which is essentially
can I eat it?
A bean paste jelly. Yes, it should.
Are you sure?
You're saying shit is brown flavored. Substance.
Red bean agar, sugar, salt, millet jelly, green tea flavor.
Millet
All
jelly.
Right.
What is
millet
jelly? Is that
I'm assuming it's jelly made from millets, but millets are...
What's a millet?
Millet is a type of grain. It's
bullshit. It's a mouse. It's a small mouse. It lives on the prairies.
Millet pellets.
They're millet pellets. These little
pellets.
They take a
shit. There you go. Up. There.
Looks like
very bright. Turn on the light in the closet.
No. I'm not saying no more new members. I'm just saying I've been tired.
That didn't help at all.
Do my job. I'm saying I'm a slack piece of shit and I haven't done my work, TK.
Oh,
it
looks pretty dark.
There are new
there you
members.
Go.
I never got a chance to finish that.
I'll
answer everybody's
olive
email
green,
and I'll do a new blood post this week.
It's olive green
so
and
quite
it's a
nice,
little bit translucent.
It's quite a nice green color, actually.
And anyone that played D&D will recognize it as
I'm
a four dice hit monster.
I'm such a weak piece of shit. I'm such a weak piece of shit.
Gelatinous cube.
That is so bad. That is such an ugly thing. My brain is like that. I went and saw Hannibal.
Can I have, like, half a piece of that? Not even that.
Did you see
like
Hannibal?
Just
no, looks like you have my sympathies.
It's not that bad.
Half of that.
I didn't think it was really bad. It's the only film I've ever seen that actually made me nauseous.
Yeah?
But,
carnivorous pigs and a guy eating his own brain. I mean, give me a fucking...
Does it taste good or is it...
Skits, I started recording the Virus Manifesto. Woohoo!
Sweet and kind of green
cheese. Thanks, babe.
Kind of texture
of
cheese.
Sexy virus manifesto.
Yeah,
almost the taste of cheese.
It's the virus XXX manifesto.
Sweet.
Virex.
Pizza Manifesto.
I'd never eat it again, but it's not bad.
I would never, ever eat it again.
There's
it's
no
not bad.
It's no point in eating it again.
Oh, my God, girl on the left, what did you just make me put in my mouth?
It doesn't taste
don't
bad.
Don't cut any for me. I'm not.
No, that's enough for me, thanks. No more for me. No more for me, thanks. I'm driving.
Okay, that's after not good.
Let me just note that Sean has not actually had any.
Anybody who wants to go down to the Purple Onion after the show tonight is welcome to, because I'm going down there. And
oh, well, that's, you know, they
that's
need an
that's
invitation.
That's the big draw.
What's that?
That's just wrong.
Were they not welcome to before you invited
well, no.
Them?
Well, it's goth night.
And me and my blonde hair is going to fit right in.
What? What?
You have pasty skin.
Well, that's it. I'm gaunt and I have pasty skin. I will fit in that respect.
Yes.
You don't have to have black hair.
You like chicks with black hair?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Oh,
we
yeah.
need chicks with black hair and, like, tight vinyl.
Oh, God.
That's all there is there, isn't
a
it?
A bunch of wimps.
No, we're just...
It's not just gross.
It has a wrong consistency.
It's just wrong.
That's
wrong.
I like green tea. That's fucking wrong.
That is pure evil.
The next story.
Hacker! In quotes, everybody's a hacker that does anything wrong nowadays.
So if I kick in your door, I'm a hacker.
You're a hacker. You're a door hacker.
I'm a door hacker.
You're
hack
a house
the door!
Hacker. You got in through the... firewall doors.
The firewall. I use the fire escape.
Yeah, and you're, you got through
access,
the firewall.
And then I have root
you
on your bedroom.
Your... oh, yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going
to
do... I'm
they
gonna,
use this word I, to make big news stories.
I'm going to pick up an axe, and I'm going to become a real hacker.
That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from, is hacking for somebody who chops wood, I think. I think I read that. Anyway, hacker plays jump on police radio. This is great.
Okay.
What? This is art. Okay.
Oh my. Read on, McGuff.
There was a jumper. While attempting to negotiate with a man who threatened to leap from an overpass, a hacker broke into a police radio frequency and broadcasted the Van Halen song.
Oh,
jump.
Yeah.
Are you
well, that's rather cool.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more.
Isn't that brilliant? I just know this guy was waiting to hear on the police radio, we've got a jumper, can you,
do you want
to spend about five cars to the Brooklyn Bridge? And he's going, yes, time for
York?
The song. I don't know.
What did
it was,
happen? Did the guy jump?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
He came down. You know what? This.
So, mission accomplished.
Douglas County, I don't know.
They
could have made up this story.
How much money did he
save? The guy did not hear it. It was only over the police frequency. So it wasn't amazing, but it was pretty damn funny.
Fuck, that would
be. And the police couldn't use the radio for 3 minutes because the song was playing.
I'm just thinking, okay, if you're, like, say, looking at a guy who's going to jump off of a bridge, okay, and he's hanging there, and he's going to jump off the bridge. And you take your BB gun and you shoot him in the hand and he lets go of the bridge and falls. Did you kill him?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
But he was...
He was going to die anyway. We don't know that.
Wait a second.
He was
okay. What is your...
Okay, there's a guy on a bridge, mm-hmm. right? And he's going to... I'm going to jump. I want to die. And I, like, shoot him in the ankle with a BB gun and he goes, ah! Falls off the bridge and dies. Did I kill him?
No, the fall from the high height killed him. You caused him to fall to his death.
This hypothetical already exists. It's the guy who jumps off the top of the building, and you shoot out, like, your window
and hit him,
like, with a lethal shot.
And he's dead.
And he's dead before he hits the ground.
Right.
Are you guilty of murder?
No, that's different. Are you guilty of murder?
That's even a better situation.
No, that actually happened, and they
yes, you are, because you might not have died.
Guilty of murder. They didn't shoot him on purpose, though.
Okay. No. Okay. Well,
you're guilty of manslaughter.
Manslaughter. They
okay. Well,
manslaughter.
How about if the guy jumps off the building, sprouts wings,
negligent discharge,
and then
you shoot him?
And then I shoot him because he's flying. You're flying, bang.
The reason he was found guilty of murder was because the angle he was falling, he would have hit the canopy in front of the building and would have actually probably survived.
That's
the
only reason.
Yeah.
He probably would have survived the fall. Maybe, probably.
By the way,
we don't know because he's dead.
To finish this argument, this is one that only Catholics from parochial school will get. Can God make a rock so big even he can't lift it?
That proves God doesn't exist.
And then in a puff of logic, God just
He can
poof,
make a pebble and choose not to be able
oh,
to.
Can God, where's that can from? God kill himself?
Hitchhiker's
no.
Hitchhiker's Guide, and God disappears in
no,
a puff of logic.
Can God kill himself?
Well, it's the nice thing.
No? Well, then he's not almighty and powerful.
It's the nice. It's like what Nietzsche
he can?
Said.
Well, then he's not almighty and powerful because he died at the hands of somebody.
Nietzsche's a real motherfucker when it comes to the idea of God. And he made a good statement. He says, the nicest thing I can say about Christians is that they don't take credit for the God they invented. So, which is pretty nasty. That's of course, Nietzsche's, good. You know, generally a pretty nasty fuck. Yeah.
He's
got a lot of Brad Presch because of, unfortunately, because the Nazis kind of picked up on
him. Yeah, he's the most misquoted guy in the galaxy.
I know.
They twisted his words. Took him out of context.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are the people that, as I mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago, their First Reich was supposedly Atlantis.
Okay.
First Reich was Atlantis. Second Reich was Charlemagne.
I don't know where that is.
Charlemagne was the
kind of... Is that the Irish place?
No. Charlemagne...
Oh, that's Shangri-La.
No, that's the pub. Shangri-La is a massage parlor. Charlemagne's a pub down on Pender.
Okay, I'm staring at you with disbelief, which is amazing because you normally can't.
There is a fucking massage parlor in Langley. I know. I've been there. Okay. It's funny. I went in there. I go into this massage parlor and I walk
for
in.
For no reason at all.
Never been in one. Why not?
That's a good.
Never got head from a hooker either.
No.
Let's go out and do that.
If I wanted to get head from a hooker, I'd go fucking say, well, I think I'm going to get
it. That doesn't mean you have to do it.
Well, it said in my
I've
world.
I've never done heroin either.
That's right.
I've never disemboweled a baby seconds after its birth. You got to. Okay, let's go to the hospital.
You got to try it. I'll drive.
Hang on now. I didn't think, okay, we're making a lot of assumptions here. It said massage parlor. My fucking back was sore. It's not like I'm going to go into this massage parlor.
Sean?
What?
Sean, I've seen the exterior of Shangri-La. All it says is Shangri-La and all the curtains are closed.
That does not interest you. That's one of those things. It's like when I went into, I was walking down Gastown. Okay, first I'm going to tell Shangri-La. I go in there, and this woman who's, like, shall we say, gifted, comes up, you know. She kind of she weevils and wobbles her way up, and I wonder how she manages to stay upright from the size of her tits. And she says, can I help you? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you guys do here? And she goes, we're a massage parlor. And I said, oh, great. I like a massage. What does it cost? It's $50 for half an hour. So I was feeling a little bit flush that day. This is before I was married. And I lay down the cash. No, it's true. I lay down the cash. So I go in the back, and I lay down, and they put on some soft music, and they're fucking rubbing my back, and it was great. It was a good time. And then, you know, I sit there, and she goes, would you like a hand job? And I said, no, thank you. That was it. I asked her if it was included. She said no, and I'm like, well, fuck.
No, then.
No, thank you, then.
She didn't quote the price?
Well, yeah, she said it would have been. I don't remember what it was, but I was just like, no, thank you, that's fine. But it was nice.
Was it
was
an extra $10, or was it
like, a very fucking honest trade. It's a hell of a lot more honest than what I got at the recruiting seminar, I'll tell you that. Fuck, come on, you like camping? No problem.
We do a lot of camping.
Oh, yeah, travel the world, see the world, fucking A. I mean, at least this hooker had enough goddamn common courtesy to say, you know, when you come in here, I'm going to try to jerk you off. That's fair, okay, I'm
She offered it, didn't force it on
didn't
you.
Didn't force it on me. She wasn't like, give me that fucking dick. No, she wasn't doing that. Okay? I thought it was pretty fair. That's a fair thing. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Going to get crucified. Last person stand with him? A hooker. Everyone cheeses on the hookers. Everyone does. Fuck. Leave alone. They're just doing their job.
Is that
Fuck.
His last request?
What's that? Well, no, his last request was, would you please get me my pumps? Because these spikes are killing me.
Ow, Jack, my ear.
Stop
See, this
screaming.
New compressor will help that. Well, not you, but
not me.
Our listeners.
That's in the gag.
That's the ball gag, yeah.
Ooh,
that's just
I may show up more often.
No, it's fucking brutal. But anyway, no. I was walking down New Westminster, too. This is another. I do this. I'll go for a walk in a city, and I'm like,
you'll just go in.
What are you doing? I'm looking for shit. What are you doing? I'm just looking for the shit. Where is the shit?
Or trouble.
Looking for it, right?
And you're not a grim servant of death, either.
No, I'm being polite to everybody. You know, I'm being polite to fucking everybody. It's like the time that me and Ronan Medic were walking down the street in Granville, and I see this big Chinese neon sign up in the corner above this, like, porn shop. So I'm like, I wonder what that is. Up we go. Thump, 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 thump. You know? There's a little door with a little slot, like in the movie. They no shit, bang on the door, knock, knock,
really?
Knock. Hi, we'd like to come in. That's all I said. Being a dink.
Did they let you in?
Yeah, they opened the door.
Really?
Me and Ron and Medic walk in, and there is a haze of smoke, and there's a whole bunch of tables, and people are playing dominoes. And there's a lot of people with a lot of shit on, and this guy stands up who's got tattoos that go from his temples to his fingertips.
Uh-huh.
And we never saw his ankles.
And we never saw his ankles, and he's wearing a really, really expensive leather jacket.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, hi, guys. And I said, hi, what is this place? And they go, it's a game shop. And I said, really? I thought it was a laundromat. I'm going to be leaving now. I'll see you all later.
No gambling for you, huh?
Yeah, no gambling
for
me.
High stakes gambling.
Liking the fingers very much. Thank you. Yeah, only way of getting a date. Thanks much.
Say, you're pretty cool. What's with the teardrops?
One, two. You stop counting after five and hit the door.
Yeah, no.
You're like, whoa, I'm
hey, that's
here.
A nice spider web you got on your elbow there.
What does a spider web mean again?
It's a racial beating, actually.
Is it?
As I understand it, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew the teardrops. I didn't know about the...
Templar Knight says there's no reason to arrest prostitutes. Laws are based on outmoded moral-based
controls.
But the thing is, in Canada, it's not illegal to be a prostitute. It's just illegal
to solicit.
To solicit sex from them. So
it's got
to
be all unspoken.
You can sell sex all you want. You just can't buy it. So if you're a John, you can get arrested, but prostitutes don't get arrested because it's not illegal.
Right. Yeah.
I think there are laws about actually like openly saying, "Hey, do you want this? Do you want to have sex for $50 or whatever?"
No, no.
But I remember hearing a woman got around the law by basically walking around with a sandwich board with her prices on it.
Drexel's not. It's illegal for a woman to solicit sex in a public place.
In a public place.
It's not illegal for them to solicit sex.
Oh.
Okay. They can't, like, there's certain decency laws where they can't go put the ad in the paper and say, we'll fuck you in the ass with a 2x4 for $4. Okay? They can't do that, but they can say, you know, Uncle Ed's 2x4, you know,
Emporium,
you know.
Well, you look at the ads we
I'll
have
give you more wood in 10 minutes than you'll get for the rest of your life.
Look at the province, and they have, like, a page of ads for this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's a full page.
And
you know what they're about.
Each one, there's like a little meaning, and like Greek is anal. I remember somebody told me something.
Okay, this I did not know.
Yeah, Greek is anal.
He's right into it.
I forget what the star stood for. It used to be the star, I think, used to stand for bi. They would do both, men and women. You'd see like they'd have a little star in the corner.
Wow.
And I can't remember what all the other things stood for. We went through and we were talking about this shit once.
Who?
Get us that code, Dak. That sounds interesting.
Can you get a rundown of that?
Entertaining.
That's pretty good.
No, I actually...
It's like having the secret decoder ring when you're from the cereal box. That sounds really interesting.
Oh, great. Krabbies.
Krabbios.
The next story. This is fun.
Okay, yeah, it's a little bit weird that Sean does know the background laws for prostitution and about the massage parlor bit. Yeah, I know. Hey, I was in the army.
I was propositioned by a hooker when I was coming home one evening.
Did she say, please don't touch me, get away from me?
No.
Oh, that was a different proposition?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. This was the sleaziest one I ever got, too. I'm standing
more
there in
one.
Uniform.
How do you get anything sleazy and I'll suck your cock for $4?
Okay, how about this? How would you like to play Hide the Nightstick? Really?
You're a dirty bitch.
And I'm like, pardon? She said $50. And I went, no, thank you.
$50 to play Hide the Nightstick.
Wow. This makes it sound so romantic.
Wow, that's like a tender, gentle experience. You know, whatever happened to the days when you used to be able to go to like a classy whorehouse, you know, where you got a kid who's like, because there's nothing worse than some guy who doesn't know what he's doing in bed. That's the worst thing in the world for chicks. And he's all like, I'm sorry. That's not the right hole. I thought it was a little high. I guess you're an Audi, eh? You know, it's not cool. So
What I'm thinking is,
you're frying her fucking brain.
Well, it's true, man. It's true. You know, they gotta know how to fuck, right? People need to know how to fuck. So what I think they should do is, like, they should have, like, they have in Amsterdam and Sweden and shit. They should have, first of all, you should have dial-a-pot, where I go on the corner and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm getting straight. I need some drugs right now. They go, GPS, this is my grid. And they're like, we're on you. And they got, like, the Rastafarian chopper.
You can see it by the trailing smoke cloud.
Oh, yeah, and it's all just coming in, and they're like, you know, the Rasta fucking SWAT team with, like, uber
yeah, ganja.
Man, they just drop the hookah rappel style. And you're like, ooh, ooh. You know, and you're good. You know,
they
you're
dropped
like,
down a
whoa.
Drop down the bucket.
Here you go, man. Just straighten your right arm.
Here you go, and now you gotta go back, SWAT team. Okay. Yeah. You take bullet and cap and these sunglasses. You begin to calm down. You call back in soon. Yeah. Okay. What kind of a rat bastard would make me wear a hat like this at this moment in time?
And so, where did the dreadlocks come from?
Where are these dreadlocks from? My God, I'm in a giant reptile zoo and someone's been feeding alcohol to these goddamn animals. All right, so what's next in our
In Hong Kong, they're going to start doing cell phone jamming in public places.
Cell phone jamming?
Yes. They're going to do it in restaurants,
and
theaters. Any public place
this,
that annoys
this all
people.
Came from the fact that an island of 6 million people, there are 5.5 million cell phones on the island, and the people have gone completely and utterly fucking insane. Up to including an incident a couple of weeks back where, or maybe a few months back, where a doctor botched an operation because he had to stop in the middle to answer his fucking cell phone. So this kind of created a bit of media stir, and the Chinese government has responded by the idea of creating cell phone jammers.
Yeah.
But now, if there's 6 million people, 5.5 million have cell phones, who's complaining?
They say many Hong Kong citizens welcome the idea.
Fuck it.
They're very happy about that. And they're going to consider it over here.
Well, Sean,
your cell phone just won't work in the movie theater.
Yeah, so what?
That's the thing. There's a difference between whether that's done in like large swaths of public area versus like if they have like a localized jamming within
if
like
if they have it in a movie theater. Someone owns a movie theater and they should have the right to to be able to stop you from using your phone.
Yes,
but I don't think it's right for the government to go, oh, open air, we don't want you to use the cell phone here.
I had a situation where. Now, I've heard people say, well, I can just turn it on vibrate. Now, I've had a situation I've had a situation where somebody answered the phone and then proceeded to talk on the phone and describe the movie to them at a normal speaking volume in the middle of the film.
Did you kick him in the head?
No, I was about to when somebody else beside him, because they were actually closer than I was, and they said, would you please be quiet or get the hell out of here and talk in the hallway? And the guy looked at him
rude.
There's people in here. I forgot I was on my phone.
That's kinder than my solution. My solution would have been to reach over, grab the cell phone away from the guy, and fling it.
In the dark.
Like those guys in that little thing we saw. Remember that thing
on
the internet?
It's got a custom dial. It's got
go down the street and take a guy's cell phone and smash it on the ground.
I know the thing you're talking about.
I can't remember what they're called.
But I'll tell you, my general attitude is you have three answers to this type of problem.
Oh, you're talking about the guys who just run around smashing people's cell phones.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Number one, in this situation, in the theater, I think you have one of three options. One, we can hope that every person in the world will develop common sense and treat each other with respect, understanding, and kindness. Not going to happen.
We can hope.
Number two, I figure we can actually try the Chinese method of putting local jammers inside buildings. Or number three, I can stab you in the fucking neck.
Now, there's a fourth and final option that you have not considered.
The final solution.
Which is, turn all governmental control over to me. I've been giving this much thought since our last thing about, you know, last week where everyone was all talking about governmental control. And I honestly think that you should turn all governmental control over to me. And what will happen?
What's your platform,
I'll be
Sean?
No, it doesn't matter what my platform is, because I'll reverse it 6 or 7 times within the first month. Smokehouse. But to be honest, what will happen is I'll be really keen, and I'll do a really good job for short periods of time, and then I'll become like totally disinterested with it, and I'll not want to do anything. So people will be forced to do things on their own.
And then, you know, I'll become interested again. And then it'll go like this.
Jack is discovering a sixth method, which is to force somebody to eat it if you just Chagall Chow.
Okay, food
plot. Do not
throw
around Chagall Chow. 1, 2, we do not play with live steel on the air. Even defending against Chagall Chow. All right? So that's how that works.
Hey, put those elbows away.
I promise I won't play with steel again on the
exactly
air.
What
sure, well,
you doesn't, it doesn't bite. It's friendly.
Bullshit. Have you tasted it?
Yes, it's delicious.
You're a sick, sick fuck.
I know that's how I run cult right now, Roto, you stupid fuck. That's why.
Because that's all he has power over
that's
right
all
now.
I got power over. Fuck, am I ever tired. I get so tired sometimes, man.
You need water. You're dehydrated.
To Dak was trying to force projectile vomit man to eat a slice of Chagall Chow as previously described in the program.
So Kansas,
I like it. It's good.
Kansas is coming into the 18th century.
What, you're able to give blowjobs legally or what?
Restores evolution standards for science class.
No way. They brought
it back into the books. Amazingly enough.
How did it happen?
No, they yanked it a year ago.
Remember, there was a big controversy about them yanking it from the books. I can't remember if they yanked it or whether they...
Kansas does have no bearing in my life.
This is one day following the genetic mapping.
About a year ago, about genes that show us that we're related to monkeys? What they did was about a year ago, they took evolution off the, like, they have, like, I believe they have, like, standardized tests, much like they have in British Columbia,
yeah.
And they just removed all the evolution-related stuff from that biology test so that people that were taught in, like, alternate, you know, taught in creationist classrooms
mm-hmm.
would be on equal footing.
So they don't get confused,
evolution's only an opinion. Yeah, evolution's only opinion, so therefore we shouldn't make it part of the curriculum because not everybody believes
it. I don't
it.
Understand why these Christians can't believe that God created this thing that can evolve. Why don't they just believe
because,
that? How hard is it to
no,
believe something that can die out and
I'll explain it. It's because, very simply, the Bible states that the world was created, quote-unquote, in 7 days.
The Bible states a lot of
things. I know, but...
It's God's seven days.
I know, but there's a belief around the Bible. It's called divine inspiration, meaning that God would not allow to have printed his word if it was not entirely true and non-interpretational as any other way than what it's basically given.
What if one day was 50 million years or a billion years?
You don't understand. Remember, I'm actually a Catholic who believes in evolution. Okay. So
does that work?
Lots of Catholics.
Okay. There's the oxy. Okay. Who's the moron?
The Pope even said, "Oh, this evolution thing."
Pope got fired.
That makes sense.
It deserves thought.
Wow, there's a wholehearted endorsement.
He never endorses anything really.
To see the Catholic Church actually change. Maybe come closer to the 19th century. No.
Really?
Pope John Paul just canonized, I can't think of the proper word. No, he created 44 new cardinals.
Oh, really?
All of these cardinals are from the extreme kind of liberal, modern point of view about the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Despite the fact that the Pope himself was probably the most non-progressive Pope we've seen, like, in the last 200 years. And when you think about it, that's scary.
Non-progressive Pope? But they've got a history of being so liberal.
Actually, the guy that was before John Paul, not the one who died, like, not John Paul I, who died, like, in 48 hours after taking the post. the one before him, I can't think of his name. Oh, God, you know, I'm going to be kicked out of Catholic school.
Who cares? Go on.
He actually was the one who created a lot of the reforms, who dropped Latin from the Mass, who... said that finally, you know, Mass could actually be spoken in whatever the local language is.
Say it's not so.
Well, hell, when I was young, my earliest memories of going to church, I actually spoke Latin. We did the whole Mass in Latin.
That's some fascinating shit. That's
bad.
Shouldn't they change it?
Now, you don't know Latin. Why? Because of the fucking Pope. He ripped you off in education in Latin.
Let's go kick his ass.
All right.
Let's go get him.
He's dead.
Damn.
The Pope.
That's the Pope over there.
Not Pope John Paul II.
He's still holding on.
That's not Pope. It's Pope over there. Pope's dead.
And in case you're wondering where the any key was, the Compaq FAQ has the answer for you.
Oh, does it
in
actually?
In case you want to look it up. You're all bewildered. Yes, this is real. This is legitimate. Compaq FAQ. Where's the any key? FAQ 2859. This is not a key. When you're instructed to press any key, this means you can press any of the keys on your keyboard, such as the Enter key, R key, or the Space bar.
They actually wrote that.
I've been looking for the any key for so long. I can finally finish some of those games I started.
I want to replace that Windows key with the All Your Bases Belongs to Us key.
Oh, that's a good key. I like that one.
Yeah.
I don't think you can find that one.
Okay.
And now a brief interlude from Cannibal
Corpse. Does anyone else want the Dr. Pepper?
No, one's my limit. I was inspired by
God. Shiva.
The television.
Andres Thompson.
Same thing.
Same thing. Else?
All in one.
I'll have one.
They're one entity.
It's not as cold, but...
Five ducks.
From this very stupid show. And it had a list of 10 questions. And I thought it would be fun to go through these questions one a week. First question is...
Oh my God, that's really involved. Just do all 10 fucking questions.
Shut up.
You shut up. Okay, I'm going to make a confession on the air right now. Sim's been bitchy all day because he moved far away from where everybody else
was. It's only because I wouldn't kiss him when he came through the door.
There's that, too. That, too. I drive a long way to get a little tongue, you know?
That's the magic kind of relationship.
I only hugged him with one arm, too. It wasn't a real
hug. You don't bring me
flowers. That's
true. But I'm not gay. You had your hand on the man's ass cheek. Well, he had his pants around his ankles. He would have fallen over. For God's sake. Anyway, stop being a bitchy fuck. Read your question. I will take you to the Purple Onion later and introduce you to lots of goth chicks.
Okay, come here. Wonderful. Give me a kiss.
No tongue. No tongue.
One step at
you know
a time, Sean.
You know what this is going to start? You know what this is going to start, don't you? This is going to start those bad scat. You know, yep. Stories between Sim and Sean Lake.
It's not called I always forget the name.
It's like those bad slash.
It has been
radio.
Brought up.
Sim. Yes.
That
no,
has
it
has been brought
not.
Up.
No.
Yes, it has.
There were, yes.
People
no,
have talked about
radio,
that.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's
radio
done one.
Slash.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That'd be so wrong.
I was going to
do
look. If people out there are radio, I'm pretty sure there's some.
You know, somebody's starting it right now. A couple of chicks are like, oh, yeah.
If people,
I'll get right off on that,
yeah.
If
people can write Bare Naked Ladies Slash.
I was going to try and find one of those Kirk Slash Spock stories and just use the replace word function.
Oh, man.
And so, Jim, you want me to go where no man has gone before.
Oh, yeah, that'd be... I like the one that they did, the actual audio version of that. Ah! You know, and Kirk and Spock.
Oh, I remember that. That was the
do you really want to hurt me? Or
I have, yeah, not, that I have audio not heard thing. That. I think I should be glad.
Oh, it's very good. It's
oh,
very
it was
funny.
Killer. It was killer.
I'll dig it up for next
like
show.
Some,
it's amazing to me how shitty Leonard Shatter can act. Oh, what's your question?
This week's question, is there life after death?
Okay.
And what do you,
think? Oh, I've got an answer to that one.
Okay.
Well, there's something after death.
Like, do you just stop?
No.
Or do you keep on going?
No, absolutely not.
You don't just stop.
Do we have a definition for it? I don't believe so. But is there something after?
That's something.
Something do if some does some part of the human continue? Yes, I believe so.
No, unless you count reruns.
I'm still. And why do you think? Why do you think that is?
Why is that?
I think humans are so egotistical that they think that oh yeah we're so special that
there's too much evidence.
We're gonna go on after we die.
Okay, for you to think that. Is like you telling me that you don't believe in evolution. There's so much evidence that there is something, not specifically what, but something happens after death because there's like ghosts, like quite literally billions of sightings of them.
I don't believe in ghosts.
That's nice. I don't give a fuck if you believe in them or not.
Right, but, but Sim and I both have a similar point of view.
I am
not telling you.
He's on my side.
Oh, great. I don't give a shit because they don't care either way. Something
but
happens
I,
after
I
death. Are you trying to convince us?
No, I don't have to care. Convince you. I don't give a fuck. You guys can say
I think those ghost sightings.
I
think those ghost sightings are that the kind of thing that people just see all of a sudden. Like it's one in a million chance, and this million person comes up and says, "I saw a ghost. It was over there."
There are lots and lots and lots
not
and lots of
myself
UFO
very well,
sightings
but,
too.
Yes,
but it doesn't mean that there's real UFOs.
Should I talk about UFOs?
Now, before I state this, this is not me coming down on you. I actually agree with you.
Yeah, sure.
I do actually believe there are some things. But as to what most of the ghost sightings are, and quite possibly what most of the UFO sightings are, is they prove there are huge runs of granite in the Earth.
Yeah.
That fly.
No. That when they're compressed, they release a certain electromagnetic pulse. Uh-huh. This electromagnetic pulse affects certain centers of the human brain that cause visual, auditory, and emotional responses.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually recently, or actually a couple years ago at Berkeley, created what they called a VR ghost. It's a helmet that creates these exact same magnetic fields, which cause a person to actually have a deeply emotional, physical, and visual.
Thought that a ghost was there.
Yeah,
even though they knew the helmet was on. Everything.
It's not
they
just
where there's
not,
a ghost.
Not just a ghost. This also would give an answer to why, at one point in certain areas, especially in England, which has massive areas of this, there were fairy sightings, then they became ghost sightings, then they became angel sightings, then they became UFO sightings.
Yes, that's what they're saying. It's the evolution of things.
It's
like,
basically
never,
the cultural perspective. In other words, what the human brain...
Because we have space travel, it's UFOs now.
What we believe these things to be as our brain tries to interpret this information, simply like exactly like dream.
Okay, I've got a small demon I conjured held in a small fishbowl in the back of my car that I've been feeding him nothing but Girl Scout cookies.
Bring him up.
For 6 months.
Sure. Bring him up
come
here.
Come outside and I'll show
Sean,
him to you.
I never
well,
said.
If
you take your medication on a regular basis, you won't notice that anymore.
I'm just still going to sell this little faggot to the
I'd like to make one more point, and that is, even if what Uncle Dak is talking about isn't true, now, regardless of whether it's true or not, just because we don't know why we think we see ghosts and UFOs doesn't mean that they are ghosts and UFOs. There are...
yeah. That's...
However,
we don't
can
have
I,
to under,
it's part of it.
The same
but.
Argument. This is the argument I get from Christians whenever they start to stumble on their facts and are no longer able to argue. They say, well, look at all this stuff. Where do you think it came from? Well, I don't know where it came from, but that doesn't mean it's God. It isn't God because we don't know where, except the fact that you don't know where it came from.
Oh.
You don't have to create
it. No, I don't know where it came from either, but there's something because
but,
there's
Sean,
to be.
To your
why?
Conjure.
No, there doesn't.
Why does
because
there have
there's,
to be?
Okay, if
no, I
a
think
ball
it's
of
just...
light comes through the wall, whomp, ball of light comes through the wall, everything inside the room bleeds. Now, we got five people in the room, okay? You got an Indian guy who goes, it's a great spirit that's angry with us. We got an atheist who sits there and goes, well, we're all fucking, you know, granites fucking with our head.
Yeah.
And we have, some Muslim who says, you know, it's Shiva or whatever. There's all these different things. And I'm sitting there going, okay, all I see here is a light came through the wall. Drexel's absolutely correct. Something happened here. We're not sure what it is. Okay, if there are so many different versions, there's so many people all over the planet who've all had near-death, encounters with dead relatives, all that kind of shit. I don't know what it is after death. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's temporary. I don't even know if everybody gets it.
I think it's just people's fear of death.
Sure, but...
there's going to be life after death.
Much, in my opinion... There's too much evidence
Sean,
and too much shit in history to state that there's something.
Sean,
else
what I was gonna say there, right. Especially to like count your demon in your the back of your car in the fishbowl.
Sure.
There are other phenomena which people have observed, recorded, and have factual evidence on that do not fit into kind of the transitory electromagnetic phenomena I was talking about.
Sure.
So there are other events or phenomena that do exist that definitely prove the existence of some level of something unknown.
Remember, back in
the use of your word "prove."
In ancient Egypt, they thought that the fact that cats had like static electricity, like you get zapped from your cat occasionally, they thought that was like evidence of their divine powers.
Evidence.
Now we know better.
It was proof.
It was
evidence and proof of divine powers of
how
cats.
How much you call research?
We do this now, but that doesn't mean that we. That doesn't
no, no,
mean
no,
that we
no,
can.
No, no,
hey,
you know
what?
How much occult research have
we done?
I don't trust the people that do occult.
There is more evidence
I think
of something happening after death than there is that we landed on the fucking moon.
Why?
If you believe that we landed on the fucking moon, because there is only so much text and proof that we landed on the moon, other than these people
we have
went
video
there
of it.
Oh, great! I've got video
we have
of
people
fucking
that went
dinosaurs
there and
walking
back
on the street.
But
could be fake.
Sean,
it could be fake.
That's right. But I understand video, and I understand all that, and I have seen video work,
well,
and
course,
I understand.
And we know conclusively that Jeppelin's moon landing was done in the
background. And I understand how we could go to the moon. I understand that it's very possible for us to go to the moon. I don't see any evidence that tells me that there's some other... I can never deny that it's possible there's spirits. I don't believe they exist.
Why don't we
though.
See more spirits? Why don't they communicate it with us more?
Don't
why don't we
don't
get them on
them,
video
man.
More? If
I'm
they're so
saying.
Profound, they've been here for centuries.
Okay.
We never catch them on video.
Yeah, we do, actually. There is lots of
actually, there's
footage.
A lot. There's a lot.
There's a fucking ton. You have done
how
no research into the occult. Nothing. Not a fucking book. You've never cracked a spine. You have no right to say, oh, there's where's all the evidence? It's all over the fucking
is
place.
Is it that conclusive?
Yes, yes it is.
Well, it's like, oh, yeah, there's another.
There's
yeah.
another one.
This
I
is getting boring.
Fucking,
we have so many videos of these ghosts. Damn it, jeez.
It's
there,
not easy to find.
There is a lot of things, but the problem is, in every case, the event and the phenomena is so transitory because of its just general nature.
But why is it so transitory?
Why doesn't it matter why it's
why
transitory?
Why
isn't it like Ghostbusters in the movie? Why isn't there tons of ghosts?
As to whether it's like
every
why
year
it's like that.
There's
ridiculous.
Millions more dead people. Why isn't there billions of ghosts wandering around?
It doesn't
around?
Even matter.
There
it doesn't
be,
even
because,
matter if
because
every,
you can't explain
why?
It. That does not mean it doesn't
exactly.
Exist.
What does it matter if it's not how you would picture
plants
ghosts
and animals
to be?
Are constantly
that has nothing to do with anything.
Why isn't the planet overrun with dandelions right now? I mean, we don't know. I mean, my whole perspective on it is we don't know
yeah.
either way, and we can't. Nobody here like
my,
we can all have opinions, but we can't make an absolute statement either
my,
way because none of us have.
For life after death, my belief in it is almost entirely faith based, which means I have no logical
a lot of it
response.
Has to be.
You know, it does. I agree.
Yeah.
For my scientific argument in Sean's thing, the best argument I've heard to this is the amount of energy the body releases at the point of death.
Don't fiddle with your mic.
It is actually greater than the entire...
Aren't we grumpy? No, in no, every no. show. I listen to the archives.
there is more energy released than the potential body should have.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is
it's magically set up.
No, I'm just saying I think that is probably the highest, at least the only technical belief right now, the proof that we have of the possibility of something contained in the human, to use a word, the human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple fact of the way human consciousness works, which we don't entirely understand.
Yeah.
It's beyond simply, we've already proven in several different ways that it's beyond the simple electrochemical phenomena that we thought made up the human intelligence.
There's also the whole fact is there's
I believe in the energy part. Everything has energy.
Yes. There's also the fact
but it's not
that
your
like
intelligence or anything.
You know, there are certain things that you cannot prove and you will never be able to prove.
It's just beyond our
well,
comprehension
of,
right now.
And there's also in the
never
in the world
never.
Of sort of a paranormal phenomena. There's also a whole lot of fakery and bullshit
yes,
going on.
Yes, that's the unfortunate.
You know,
part,
like the like you know people who take
it.
Photos of your aura for $5,
and it's an amazing aura that you also get from a warm bowl of spaghetti. Unfortunately,
that's right.
Did you
hey,
ever,
the spaghetti has a soul too.
Did you ever?
Don't discount
what's
the spaghetti.
What
spaghetti?
What
my shoes are glowing. Shoes
what,
have soul.
I want,
soul food.
I want some of that fucking spaghetti.
If what anyone, what they're talking.
Oh my God, it's crud puppy.
Then you get the fucking crystal people and the fucking past life regressions and the Shirley McLean.
And the psychic
surgeons.
Related? Why is everybody all related? No, okay, psychic surgery is something, that's something that can be measured.
That's something that
can be measured. Hi, I have a tumor. Here's the x-rays of the tumor. Shamanic guy goes, does a ritual. Tumor is gone now.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately,
no, gone, physically gone, removed from the body. There is nothing there now. There was a huge, massive growth on his leg. It is now gone.
Unfortunately, Sean, most psychic surgery is complete bullshit.
Oh yeah,
most
oh, yeah.
of it,
oh,
like 99%.
I've never heard of a
real one.
I've heard of two. I've heard
two
of
real
two.
Ones.
Yeah. I've heard okay. of two.
Yeah, you've heard they're very rare. They
heard,
are very rare,
I've
but they do exist.
Most of the
war
scams.
The nice thing
yeah.
is, you know,
but
I
there
love
are
fucking people who argue against the cult and afterlife and all that kind of stuff. Is they're like, yeah, you know, I drive to my school every day and then I go and I do my job and I've never seen anything that fucking endeavors me to believe there's anything past life regression whatsoever. Whereas the guy who's been to like Haiti and all over the fucking planet goes, well, I've seen something. Oh, you're full of shit. You know, people never travel anywhere. They never do anything. They do no research and they expect, you know, Satan to show up on their front doorstep and go, hi, I'm the devil. Just to let you know I'm real. I'm in your neighborhood, all right? See you around. Right on. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, go look. Don't just sit there and expect it to
but
show up on your fucking door.
Just wondering why they would hide from us.
The world doesn't
why would
give a fuck about you. Well, go look for something and
because
we'll look whether or not it's real or not. Try to
I think most of these phenomena, especially the ones that we're talking about,
have to deal with the very strange nature of the way the human intellect works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we all agree that there are things, more things in the human mind than simply, you know, the straight thoughts.
But if you look for something, you'll probably find it, whether it's there or not.
Well, exactly. Scientists have the same thing.
There you go.
We have proven it.
It's true.
We have proven something.
Yeah, it is true.
Well, sure. Okay, with the...
The point being is you can deceive yourself.
If you don't look for anything, you won't find
it. I freak myself out, even though I'm a complete atheist. After I watch a horror movie, I'm all alone in my house, the lights are out, I'm freaked out. Why? I don't know. I shouldn't
be. This gets back to that whole pillars of reality thing, okay?
But you're asking what they have proven? What was it? Was it Berkeley or was it MIT? MIT took... The people have the ability to manipulate probability. The amount of fact. They have an electronic counter that counts between a simple 1 and 0. So
okay.
And if you let this thing run for a million years, it'll come up 50%.
Okay, yeah.
Person comes on, he focuses on either 1 or 0.
That's another topic, but...
But that there you go.
That's something else.
That is a phenomena that people have proven.
Yes.
Fucking free.
What?
What did he say?
Alien abduction.
That's another question. I have a whole bunch of other questions.
Yes.
Right now we're going to play a song that you will all enjoy.
Okay.
It's from our friends from Whitney High.
Ah!
And they're doing a song called Primary Reinforcement.
Ah, the fucking helmet heads.
They're back with a vengeance. This is the kids.
I want Judas Priest to do
a cover of one of their songs.
You
better watch out, or the insects will get you.
Yeah!
Big heavy metal stream. I want Blackie Lawless and Wasp. Fucking
just do a whole cover album. These guys have two albums out. You know,
that's more than
Kids
I
of
have.
Whitney High. I know. You only have one album.
Yeah, but
you got to catch up.
Yeah, but it's better.
These kids are pretty talented.
I can tie my
How
own
many Grammys
shoes.
Have you won?
You can tie your own shoes.
He's got a better shot than Philip Michael Thomas.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
So here they are, Kids of Whitney High, Primary Reinforcement.
What the hell is this? Shit, this is what the hell. Yeah.
sounds like something that...
Is it done?
No.
You should mix this. You should all mix. Aboard! You hear me now? See you next week.
Raises Zippo.
Oh God!
The kids of Whitney High.
I don't know how I can follow that, but I'll try.
They are Down syndrome kids who have recorded two albums of that.
Only you could follow that.
Who
would buy it? I'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
Why? Both albums.
Because it's funny.
Why? Because I broadcast it towards my neighbor's house and it's like ops warfare.
Like the whole idea. Makes me feel ill.
You weren't here for that special Let's Trash the Helmet Head episode, were you?
You know, I have no problem with joking
about
mental cases.
That was a bad episode.
They have a great outlook on life. They're happy all
the
time.
How the fuck do you know?
They're smiling all the time.
Well, so what?
And if you leave them in a room,
some albums
start fucking.
Yes, they will.
Some albums evoke a feeling. This one is kind of fleshy, crawly.
Okay.
All over the flesh.
What if everybody on the planet started having Down syndrome?
We wouldn't function very well as a society.
Oh, our society would fall apart. Think about that now. No, seriously. What if every child
born from now on
had Down syndrome?
Well, a lot of research would go into Down syndrome really quick, wouldn't it?
No, the world would end soon.
Yep. It would be. We would
no,
be,
the world wouldn't
actually,
end. The human race would get fucked over.
Yeah, that would be
correct.
We'd all be working at McDonald's.
We'd be back to the fucking chimp stage.
Yeah, the planet would. The planet
no,
would
no, no.
Picking ants out of logs.
That is not true.
Pollution would
be gone.
That's not true. We wouldn't be back to the chimp stage because chimps
you found utopia,
have the ability to take care of themselves probably a
actually,
lot better.
I've seen
the path to happiness is a blessing, then, I guess.
I think you found utopia.
A world of Down syndrome. I should research the gene and make it an airborne gene.
Oh, my God.
So that all their children
Down syndrome.
Smoke house, I'm declaring
13.
A medical emergency. You're now in charge.
Didn't hear
you. You have an extra chromosome 13. So it's like most.
One too many.
Actually, it's actually pretty common to get these kind of things. It's just that trisomy 13 is like one of the few ones where the embryo survives. Like most of the times, if you have like an
it kills the embryo. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Most of the times, you get an extra chromosome. Like it basically, it just means that the chromosome separated badly at some point.
And it basically breaks the entire chromosome apart.
Normally it screws you up enough to having an extra chromosome that you know, like in development, like the embryo, fetus, whatever, just isn't going to work. But in the case of trisomy 13, you can still manage. Which
makes it through.
Makes it through. Yeah. So it's not an airborne gene.
Hey.
It's not likely that way. And
I
actually,
could make it that way. We could
you
make
could get
some,
those little nanobots be, and yeah. infect everyone.
From what I understand of the logic, somebody who has trisomy 13 would have a hard time having kids subsequently.
You don't have time to work on that anyway. You're still way behind on the giant robots and two-headed
cats. Giant robots, two-headed cats first. Get
and
your
I,
priorities
I still
straight.
Got the, I still got the Book of the Damned, too.
Okay, so I shall get on with my...
You hear me now? See you next week.
Well, okay, now we'll try this again. Let's see. I'm on the bus.
Again?
One of us every night, 2 hours each way.
What are the odds?
So I get on the bus, and I sit down. Now, this is my bus going home. It's a little bit after 12. It's just about midnight.
Okay.
It's late. I'm tired. I'm looking forward to a death shift the next day. So I'm figuring I'm going to go home and get some sleep. Now, there's about 4 or 5 people on the bus, which is average for this run. This kid comes on, tall, skinny, wearing the baggy-ass clothes.
Yo, yo, yo.
There's no, I've said, there's 4 other people on the bus. Mm-hmm. He sits next to me. Okay, now he's pissed me off.
Grim, servant of death.
He's pissed me off, number one. There is now, I've changed my attitude.
I don't understand.
I've changed my
the
attitude.
The first principle of asshole magnetization is demonstrated. The asshole always sits next to Uncle Dad.
Yeah, he does.
We should follow you. We should go on a Saturday or when you have a day off on a Saturday with the video camera. We'll ride the bus all day long. I want to witness this firsthand.
Go hard.
How this works.
Go hard.
So
I just don't understand it.
Okay, supernatural things avoid video cameras.
Cameras, it'll run away from
it. The supernatural being.
Number two.
You're mocking
the the kid. Now, I said, I've changed my attitude. I used to be a real hard ass when it came to drugs. No, I did. I was totally against drugs because of some shit that happened in my past. But I have changed it. I still do not use.
The drugs
don't
hate you.
But I do not instantly think that everybody who like, not just deals, anybody who, like, uses should be, like, burned at the stake.
Drugs save. Let them. Drugs love you.
I was afraid they were going to start giving them
drugs
to me.
Drugs never stopped loving you.
That's okay.
All your Down syndrome kids are belong to me.
Okay, so...
All your drugs are
the kid is so, however, has been taking so much fucking weed. He's been misusing so much.
You're like,
I can see, like, the wave lines coming off this kid. It's just like there's scent lines coming from this kid. I'm like, damn.
My eyes are watering. High.
Sitting, I'm getting a contact high sitting next to this kid.
Dak's getting more hungry.
Send him over to my place.
So then after about a couple of stops, he goes, hey, man, do you know what time it is? And I'm like, 5 after 12. What? 5 after 12. What? I hold my watch up and say, 5 after 12. He has to grab my wrist and stare at my watch with a confused look for at least a good 30 seconds before.
And it doesn't even have hands on it,
no,
does it?
No, it's digital. A digital watch.
512.
And he's like, thanks.
1205, sorry.
He's like, thanks. And he kind of like leaves me alone. Then I guess he saw either, I don't know if he knows this chick or if it was just some girl he thought was hot. Because he leaps out of the chair, pops across the aisle and starts banging on the window and opens the top window, starts yelling out, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, it's like going on, and I'm like going, okay, now he's like made noise.
Oh, he's just being friendly.
He's
a friendly guy.
He's friendly. This is how junkies say hello.
But this is Desmond in his aggravated stage, so everything you do just makes
what
it worse.
What has he done? He sat beside you and asked the time. He's not as bad as the Down syndrome guy that was bothering
him. I know, but...
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Would you like to read my poetry?
Stage 2 of asshole magnetization. Attracting the attention of Uncle Dad.
So he's going on, and I'm like, okay, I'm just ignoring him now. And we go on a couple more stops, and then he does the real stupid thing. He reaches over, he grabs the emergency release for the window.
Oh, okay. No.
And pulls it.
All your emergency
a
rules.
Big red shiny lever.
No, doesn't pull the
jolly
doesn't pull the brake. But what happens is the window falls over. Yes. Doesn't fall out because it's on a hinge.
Oh, okay.
But it falls over.
Smash.
It didn't break, but the thing is, the window kind of fell off, and all of a sudden the driver's like, what the hell? And I'm like, at this point, I've just lost my temper. I jump out of my seat. I go over, and he's kind of like looking at it. I grab him by the back of the neck, and I shove his face down into the seat, so I'm just holding him there.
Yeah.
He's yelling. The driver is like, I'm like, driver, you want to stop? And he like stops, and he comes over. He's like, the kid is yelling and screaming, and I'm just holding him there. I actually have like, I clamped onto the back of his head so hard, I bruised my thumb. It's been hurting me for like 2 days.
Wow.
Wow.
Ow.
You bruised your thumb.
Yep.
Imagine his neck. Thumb is much more resilient than the neck.
Owie. My I can't feel half my face.
The window falls out, the bus decompresses, and everyone's sucked in the trap. I think I'm going to sponsor Smokehouse.
That is so good.
Right, I should sponsor Smokehouse. He's going to be our IRC sponsor.
Okay,
right.
So I hold the kid
down. Send him your money now.
The driver comes over, and he's like, what are you doing to that kid? What the hell happened? I went, the idiot opened the emergency release. And he's like looking down, and he's like, let go of him. And I'm like, no, I've got a better idea. Why don't you go back, sit down, get the bus up to as much speed as possible, and I'll throw him out the window.
Because it's big enough now.
Yeah, he's opened it. I'll just throw him out the window. The bus driver has a look of complete and utter fucking horror on his face.
He doesn't know your path,
if I'd be sitting on the bus, I would know that Jesus Christ, man, you've gone completely fucking sideways. I'm going to get off this bus. I don't want to be party to any kind of fucking...
How about you flatten all the tires and hide it under the bridge?
Fuck that. Not today, thank you very much.
No, thank you kindly.
So the driver says, let go of him, so I let go of him, but I hold on to his collar and everything. He says, what the hell did you do that for? I went, shut up. Calls the cops.
Uncle Jack, bully for justice.
they call the transit thing, because apparently doing this is actually, I did not know this, you can be charged with vandalizing...
And by grabbing him by the neck, you can be charged with assault.
Yeah, technically. But they show up, they show up, and they basically take the kid away, and it takes the friggin' idiots at, like, transit a good, like, 10 minutes to figure out the way to actually get the window back in.
Well, that's because they're 5 union guys all holding one brain.
Yeah, I know.
Who's got the brain?
I left the brain at home.
You got the brain. You see them talking in a big circle. You got the brain.
I took the whole brain home last night.
Did you bring the brain in this morning? No, my wife needed it. You know, like, fuck.
Isn't that a game you can get? Like,
yes, give me the brain. Amazing game.
Yeah, give me the brain. We bought it. Yes, it is insane. You're a zombie McDonald's worker, and you're you're a zombie McDonald's
this
worker.
This sounds fun already.
Yeah, it is. And the idea is to try to.
Is this live action?
No.
Tell me this is live action.
No, it's a little card game that you play.
Oh, you play a DVD and skip chapters, right? Come on. Oh, damn.
And you can get it if you go to Imperial Games in Richmond. You can get it in English and Polish.
You know what I think
don't
we should
ask
do? We should
me why.
The logical translation for BCers. Polish.
We should have a game that would be like the ultimate extreme sport. We need to have people go out and hunt hunters. During hunting season, when people go out to shoot deer and shit, you stalk through the forest, and when they go to shoot a deer, you bow-fuck this guy to a tree. Plang, thunk. And you, like, go up and you dispatch him, and then you skin him, dress him, and bring him to the beach.
It's really easy, too, because they usually wear those bright day-glow colors that blend into the background as far as the deer is concerned, because they don't have color vision.
What would be awesome if you dressed up, if you want to make it really fair.
So that you don't shoot them.
How do you think the grizzlies feel now?
Yeah.
What would be awesome is if you dressed up like
say
a bear.
Fair is fair.
If you dressed up like a bear and did that, because, like
that
you have a chance of being shot. Right?
Sign me up.
So then it's
fair. Dress up like a bear. Don't bring a bow. Beat the crap out of him.
No,
then leave.
No, bring a shotgun.
Leave him conscious. Beat him unconscious. A bear attacked me. Do that all day long.
They find this. Can you imagine? You're a hunter. You're a hunter. You see a grizzly bear. Suddenly the grizzly bear is pointing a big-ass gun at you. Holy shit, they're fighting back.
You know, this,
shoot him in the leg.
Shouldn't have drank all that liquor.
What's he going to say to the game warden?
I don't think it's right to just have one bear. You need a line of bears. One bear can, like, rustle the bushes to scare the hunters out, and the other bears can stand up behind a blind shooting them as they come.
No, you set up a lure. You set up a lure. Jack Daniels.
but this bear motif eventually leads to the punchline, you didn't come up here for the hunting, did you?
Oh.
There's a whole series that you can do with this. You can sit there and you can have, like, this... You know, you can hunt them directly. You can hunt them indirectly. You could skin them. You could skin and dress them. But rather than just use the bears,
you could just kill them and take their gallbladders.
That'd be funny.
These hunters are found lying in the forest, cut open with no gallbladders.
Yeah. What a tragedy. Not
what
only
a
that,
waste.
What would be really sweet is if rather than dressing up like a bear, you dressed up like a ninja. And you just scratch them with like a bow.
Drop
like,
them from the trees.
You know, can I just for those of you who are Americans have no idea where this is coming from. What's going on right now is the BC government, which is in its last month before an election where it's going to get kicked its on its ass out and switched to another party. For the other party, which we have no evidence is any better, they're just different. Any case, they put in this legislation saying that there's like a moratorium on grizzly bear hunting because you know they're not really sure how
many
you know,
bears we have left.
Yeah, so they're putting a moratorium so they can at least get a count, so they can at least
that,
get started
that,
on
that's got nothing
measures.
To do why they're putting that moratorium.
Well, it's
on.
Also got political reasons, obviously.
Yeah, no, that's the only reason why they're doing it. The NDP doesn't give a fuck.
No,
they,
the NDP
really
doesn't give
care.
A fuck, but at least this would be the logical argument, and this is why people have been lobbying the government to make this change. Now,
I agree with the change, but
it's costing BC like millions of dollars to do this.
Is it really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Ooh, fuck yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, you bet it is.
Considering
the thing
this
is, there's been a lot of debate in the local
poor BC. They're losing
the,
millions
the
of dollars by not hunting down grizzly bears.
We're not.
Damn.
Well, the thing
so
is,
what?
The
losing.
Thing,
oh no, no, I'm all for it.
But
I'm all for it.
Is this potential money they're losing?
The
no, no, this is money. No.
Or is it real money?
Let her finish.
Sure, yeah, I'll finish too.
This is the point being is there's been a lot of controversy in the local newspapers. Most of the hunters think, well, you're trying to impose your ethics on us, or well, we don't waste that meat. You know, those have been the kind of arguments they've been saying.
I totally agree with the ban.
Like,
I don't think we should hunt.
Which
them.
Is like, yeah, and the thing is, there's also the issue that a lot of this grizzly bear hunting is done for their gallbladders. This is not being done for the benefit of people who want to go out and hunt grizzlies. This is a lot of this is done for either trophy hunting. It's like simple trophy hunting or, you know, where you get basically dropped into the forest, you shoot the bear, you go home. You know, this is, there's no, you know, like some.
Do you know how much people pay to do that?
Yes.
They do pay a lot of money, but.
Like a lot, like $55,000.
Yes, but. Yes, but what is the, can we, you know, this is the trade-off. How much is a bear worth in money versus how much is it worth
to
the environment?
No, absolutely. I don't think we should be running around killing grizzly bears. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that by doing that, BC lost millions of dollars. Because there's people on waiting lists.
I have
a
story.
The thing is, how much money do we get in revenue from people who like to go as tourists and see living grizzly bears?
They estimate
and this
that
is the other. This is you have to balance that.
Oh,
shit
yeah,
like
I don't give
too.
A fuck. I don't give a fuck either way. I don't think we should be hunting grizzly bears. I'd say again.
Yeah,
I know. Okay. I'm just.
My general opinion is forget about all the thing. I'm going to get right down to the like. I agree with Sean. As far as I'm concerned, you have the last large predator in North America. Here, a little bit down into the United States and a little bit into Alaska, and that's it. It doesn't exist anywhere else. One time this animal was over all of North America, we've killed it off the rest of the place.
Yep. And Kodiak grizzlies are rarer than that. Kodiak grizzlies are like fucking
also ghost bears.
Ghost bears in BC, the only place in the world.
I don't know what the fuck a ghost bear is.
Ghost bears are white grizzly bears.
They're white black bears.
Black bears, okay.
Black
yeah,
bears
they only
are completely
live on
white
one
or yellow.
Island. They only live on one island in the Queen Charlotte's.
And we're now logging on their island.
And, and they're trying to keep the location of said island secret, like which of the hundreds of islands in the Queen Charlotte's it is. But, you know, there's guys in Asia that figure a gallbladder from a white grizzly bear would be really fucking good.
And
or,
so what if there's no more
really
gallbladders
love.
From white grizzly bears in the future because at least I got one.
Well, yeah, it's just
as far as I'm concerned, killing an...
It's a, you know, this is a really expensive jacket, because it was made from the fur of it's ultra-rare grizzly.
Isn't the human race
blacker.
Just fucking great?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know, there was... we were talking, apparently, unfortunately, a cougar had to be shot in Vancouver Island over the last couple of days.
This
doing
is what
bad
happens
things?
When you...
No, the cougar shoved its... The cougar has no deer to eat. So it basically went down.
Cougars
and
really don't mind going and eating people.
Yeah.
At
cougar,
all.
Especially,
like, not even a little.
Hey, if you have no food.
Especially on Vancouver Island. They've always proven
fair.
There is a different breed.
No, it's like, oh, there's a deer, there's a person. I'm going to go eat that person now.
So the
cougars, because you're
which,
less.
Yeah,
you're,
why not?
You run
you're
slower.
You're slower, no nails, no teeth. Just
no meat, fur.
No fur, we're meat.
And
meat.
If you don't have a stick with a sort of shiny end to it, then you're fair game. Cause
yeah.
I don't think the cougars can recognize guns.
Humans actually, they
fat. Can. It was a joke.
Most,
was a,
most animals
a,
in the wild don't get fat.
For future
humans
reference.
Are fat. Fat humans.
Fat.
Well, actually, humans are a lousy prey animal because of we're a carnivore. You look at most big game animals, they will not attack other carnivores because, well, carnivores taste shitty.
There's actually another reason to it is that most carnivores fail in their attacks. Like, the general, on average, most... So, you know, going up against something else that also has big-ass teeth and claws and shit is just not going to be worth your time.
No. But we're weak.
Despite the fact that we're weak and we don't have claws and teeth, we act like a carnivore in our response.
Yeah.
When we're attacked, we normally sometimes, if we don't run, if we do, we act like a prey animal. When they bring us down, we then do something that prey animals don't do. You bring down you bring down a prey animal, and it will only fight in the way that it'll basically try and push away to keep running.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings, when they're panicked, will fight. That's something that only other carnivores
do. We don't roll up into a ball.
We're also megafauna.
You'll
stick
your thumbs in the cougar's eye and poke it and, you know,
kick him in the groin
and scratch its face.
And we're also megafauna. We're also, we qualify as megafauna. We are big animals. And generally, it's not going to be worth your, you know, again, it's one of these things. You know, North America, actually all the continents used to be loaded with animals that are plenty bigger than humans, you know, but...
there was these dinosaurs?
No, I'm talking about things like giant sloths, mammoths,
giant sloth
things
mammoths.
Like that. You know, I'm talking about since
mammoths aren't that.
Since humans showed up on the continents, these always tend to coincide with the times that the megafauna suddenly disappeared really quickly, like within the space of a couple thousand years. Yeah.
There was a recent incident where they found a cave with bones from a saber tooth. The bones are only 500 years old.
That's God. Pretty recent, actually.
Yes, that was in Carpathian Mountains.
Wow.
Magli Mambe.
Still chance for the saber tooth, then.
Magli Mambe.
No,
maybe
it's
out there.
Gone. It's
for
gone.
Sure.
Magli Mambe.
We would know by now.
The fact that in the 16th century,
yeah.
there were saber tooth tigers, I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Magli Mambe.
Well, did I mention...
Sean, do you have a problem?
are we doing the equivalent of monkey noises and throwing our own feces?
No, Magli Mambe, the fucking thing from the Amazon basin.
No, that's from Africa. Mokli Mamembe.
Yeah, that's the one.
There's a very good chance that there may be a dinosaur or some megafauna left in Africa and the Congo.
Oh, really?
They have enough proof, they have sound, they have... Shape. They have footprints, and they also have some feces that doesn't.
Only one kind of dinosaur would shit like this.
It sounds.
Or only one kind of. Only a dinosaur can make shit this big.
It sounds funny, but the thing is, the idea that there might be a very small. I don't believe that it's actually a dinosaur. I believe what you're looking at is an unknown species of either sloth or hippo.
No, it's a turnip.
Well, hell,
it's a turnip. It's a large wandering turnip.
In Sumatra.
In Sumatra, they have turnips.
You make all
of you're both right. You're both right.
We only
it's a dessert and a floor wax.
There's a thing.
If we can get coelacanths popping up, and we think
coelacanths.
What's a coelacanth?
Coelacanths. Coelacanths are the Navy SEALs who got can openers.
Fish that have like the round head.
They thought they were extinct for like millions of years, and then a while back they actually fished one up.
The ocean is very big.
Okay,
I believe there's lots of things in the ocean.
Crawling the wall over there.
It's a moth or something.
Spider.
It's a spider.
I think
it is not a
moths
moth,
don't
it's
crawl
a spider.
Okay, well, anyhow, there's...
And they don't have eight legs.
In,
some moths do.
Sim.
It's actually a jumping spider, and I think we should kill it.
Don't kill it. Put
jumping
it outside.
Don't kill it now, Sean. Don't listen to him. He's wrong.
It'll be on your conscience.
No, it won't be on your conscience. It'll be on your napkin or whatever it is you kill it with.
You could have rescued the spider. Instead, you killed it, and there will be an overabundance of flies.
There will not be an overabundance of flies merely because one spider is dead.
Whoa, everybody, relax.
Kill the spider.
Don't kill the spider.
I won't relax until you kill the spider.
Well,
he's crawling towards the corner now.
Don't kill the spider.
We're doing a play on a spider.
Okay. While Dak is rescuing the spider.
You know what else exciting happened
in
this week?
A bowl.
I saw
that
a
you wear. You're going to provide her a bowl.
It'll be washed. It's not being
from
anyone.
Be aware, that is a jumping spider.
That's a jumping Dak. Be aware.
It's a Chilean jumping spider.
Be aware, it's a Chilean jumping spider.
It's a small spider. Don't
lay the squish.
Get it.
Don't get the Mabwe Mambwe. Fucking giant Sumatrian spiders.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio, who's this?
Hey, it's Sophio. Kill the fucking spider.
No.
Kill the spider.
I hung up on him. We're not killing any spider. Just touched it. You're getting crumbs all over the...
But he's not killing the spider, is he?
That's great. Now it...
Okay. Put it outside off the balcony.
Leave the room
now.
With your gods.
Put it on the balcony. Or
not
over
the balcony.
Or over
the
balcony.
Drop it.
Things that small can survive a fall. Or just throw it into the trees.
Yes.
You can throw a waiting bird.
You throw a bug down a well, it dusts itself off. You throw a mouse down a well,
dead.
It'll shake it. It might be a bit shaken
it'll
at the bottom. It break a leg or something, yeah. But it'll be okay. You throw a horse down a well, it splashes.
If you throw a whale down a well,
it gets
caught in the moat.
It's biology.
It doesn't quite fit.
Put it outside into the bushes over there.
Okay, good.
Good on you, Seth.
I didn't hear a toilet flush. So.
Dak killed the spider. You ate it, didn't you?
Thank you, Dak, for rescuing the
spider.
It was
salted.
Okay, I'm thinking that...
spiders kill flies and other creatures that I don't like. I'd rather have spiders than flies. What would you rather have, Sean?
I'm sorry, I have more respect. I have more respect for every other living thing on this planet than I do any human being.
Damn straight.
Yeah, okay, well, whatever. It's a spider,
longer.
Okay?
They're killing.
That was a very nice statement.
They're killing out of survival, not maliciousness.
No, very simply.
Like people do.
Very simply, every one of these creatures.
I kill because I'm a bad man.
Yes.
That's all. I got opposable thumbs and mastery of fire, and I will dominate the race 2x4. I don't give a fuck. I want them all dead. I want mounds and morons of spider corpses as far as the eye can see. I want spiders to sing songs to their children about the legend that is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, spider slayer. And they'll be like, oh, and then there was the dark times where these spiders all skinny and little camps and shit. And I'll be like all marching and all my guys like fucking Zofiel and shit will all be like,
tell us about the dark ages of Sean Kennedy.
And it'll be like, oh, this is spider holocaust.
When the world
and all
wasn't
the flies
safe.
Will like be like building monuments to me and shit. And it'll be like, you know, I'll never have a fly in my house again. They'll be like, you know.
On the outside of Sean's windows, flies spell out death to spiders.
Death to spiders and like... I would like become Lord of Flies, and they would like descend
the Lord of the Flies
from my fingertips, and I'd have like a conch and shit. It'd be great. All right,
we're gonna play the vampire.
Okay, then.
Vampire scene.
The entire argument was too fucking unbelievable.
Wow.
All right.
From now on, Sean comes up with the discussion topics.
Mine are all brilliant.
Definitely.
I saw
brilliant asterisk.
Boy.
Brilliant asterisk. See below. Oh,
exactly.
It's all relative terms, isn't it?
Let her tell her story. I love this.
It's really not all that interesting. Like,
hype it up, Jack.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe what she told me. It was fucking fantastic. It blew my mind.
I
rushed home and told everyone
boys,
I knew.
The Backstreet Boys are afflicting our city.
I phoned my relatives.
So they were, and they spent a few days here. So I was at one of the downtown shopping malls and walking through the mall. And I noticed there's like a small gathering of people around one of the stores up ahead. So I'm thinking, okay, so what's going on? Was there a recent robbery? Is there like a Ginsu knife demonstration going on?
Ginsu knife demonstration.
Turns out it was a Backstreet Boy was in the store. They've like closed the doors. And there was a Backstreet Boy shopping in there with like his bodyguard. And there was like half a dozen other people in there. Probably just random shoppers that have just been stuck in there. God knows what.
A Backstreet Boy
now,
bodyguard.
Now, this is the funny thing is.
There's a job.
Now, this is the funny thing. No, if you saw
I'm
this guy, you wouldn't
who?
Fuck with him no matter who he was protecting. But the point being, the funny thing was that most of the people that are like ogling this guy in the fishbowl here, he's the guy with the one that has like always wears
I don't
the
know
hats and the ugly
any
sideburns.
Of them.
Anyway,
who cares?
Most of the people that are like ogling are not teenage girls. They're just like random passersby. They're all like, a famous person? Famous person?
Where's
There's
the accident?
There's a famous person? And I kept thinking, you know, and this guy is just, you know, he's minding his own damn business. He's looking at the shoes, right? I'm thinking to myself, if he had just turned and waved, said, hi, everybody, these people would, I am sure, would have suddenly just like gone and like turned around and fucked off. Like, no, I wasn't looking at the Backstreet Boy. I'm a straight adult white male.
Just because we're in BC.
I would have just stand there and heckled him. I went, you don't really sing
You're not really talented, you know?
I'm so sure that he hasn't heard that shit before. I have
no, he hears it every night when he closes his eyes. There's that dark voice that calls to him from his subconscious that say that.
Honestly,
you
I have no talent.
You've been bought and paid for, you useless fuck.
I don't really care about the Backstreet Boys.
Billy, we're better than you are.
I don't care.
Your talent rests solely in the hands of your producer.
I don't.
Who cares? He's rich.
Well, the thing is, I don't care.
He doesn't probably care.
Exactly. The Backstreet Boys are like green ketchup. They're like Pokemon spaghetti. They're like they're a product made for a market. Which doesn't include me.
You know, how does it feel to be a product?
Look, they
you can't sing. They're successful actors.
They act like singers. You know, they probably can sing. I mean, I imagine
they have
like
to be able
somebody
to
sing,
else.
Now, when
them.
Girl in the Left picked up myself, Uncle Dak, and PVM for. To come out here to the show. She told us a story, and PVM became very irate that she did not make an attempt, sacrifice her life to basically take the lives of one of the Backstreet Boys.
There were too many witnesses.
Now, I can understand. I can completely, you know,
empathize. She was scoping out the area.
No. I mean, there's times where you miss these shots. I myself missed an opportunity to push.
What the hell was that?
What's his name from
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff off a roof of a building. He was standing on an edge. All it would have taken
was this pre-Baywatch.
This was after Baywatch.
Okay, well,
I
doesn't help much, does it?
I could have basically just pushed.
You're only
him
helping
off.
The German people.
I know. I could have not really so much saving ended his career, but because it was all the damage was already done at that point. Uh-huh. But I could have made him pay for his crimes, and I didn't do it because I somehow valued my freedom and not actually going to prison. I mean, I understand.
You'd be hailed as a hero, but you'd still have to go to prison.
Yes. No, I mean, you know.
It's a catch-22.
Many people who take a positive, active stance in society are deemed criminals by it.
Yes. That's fair.
I'm sorry, but given the right jurisdiction, no jury would convict him.
Yeah, if it was in Texas,
he needs a jury of his peers. He wouldn't get convicted.
No, my peers would not convict me.
They'd be like, it's David Hasselhoff.
Well, they'd take me out for a beer. You know?
Are you joking? Get him out of that dock. We're going to play the vampire theme. By Vampire Creep.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
This is always cool when somebody sends something in that they make, whether it's a rant or a piece of music or
we like
anything.
I haven't heard this, so this
we
is
like
cool.
Stuff.
We
and
like
stuff.
You know, it fills time. It's time we don't have to make up crap to
like
tell you.
And we like things that fill time. That's why I'm employed by Rant Radio.
We're looking for half-hour rants, two-hour rants. The show's 3 hours.
Or else I'll tell you more stories about AJ.
That's what Sean is. He's just our biggest piece of fill.
That's what I am.
It's like an automatic program that kicks in if there's a quarter second
of
space.
That's right.
In
That's
the
right.
audio.
I'm the fluff that became self-aware and is now out for blood. I am a piece of post-production, post-consumer bullshit that came alive and said, wait a minute, I'm empty inside.
I'm a marketable.
I have a fucking expiry date. Fuck this. I am way past due and I got a kukri.
While it's fresh in my head, there's like,
don't puke.
How would you describe that as? It's like a pullover, a black pullover left over from New Year's. If it's yours, please tell me. What does it say on it? Does it have a brand? Is it branded?
Does it have a size? Is that Kurt's?
Was he at New Year's?
Yes.
Give it to Kurt.
Please, take it away from me.
There we go.
It's haunting me.
Congratulations. Play the vampire theme.
A new low, the Rant Radio Lost and Found.
Dak's smelling it. Smelling it to see if it smells right.
It's a human lost art. Is the art of smelling things.
His is dead.
No, he's hoping that a woman owned it. All right.
No, it's a man. It's a man.
This smells good. I haven't smelled this in years.
That's sick.
There's vending machines in Japan. Never mind. Okay.
It's a top, not a bottom.
Sweat? They're still sweating. Okay, here's the vampire theme.
Vampire theme.
Something's fucking up. You can tell a story after that. You can't look at Jimmy.
Yes.
that anymore?
I think it's somebody that sent something
in. I'm just wondering if this is like a song or what. That's my point.
It's a vampire thing.
Oh, okay.
Somebody made it. I'm playing it. It's like an intro to a movie. Can't you see that?
Just wondering.
Yeah, that, yes.
Yeah, it'd be,
it's like
it'd
a
good,
looping,
it'd be good for
like
that.
A looping sound.
It'd be good for that. We're not talking about it.
We're not mentioning it.
We're not mentioning it. It's not on the air.
And Drexel has a story.
You have a story?
I have a story.
Tell me about the fucking golf shoes.
Where are it? No, wrong one.
Finish the fucking story.
What about the glands? Okay. Wait, here's my intro. That's applicable because I'm a courier.
Okay. It's a courier story.
Wow.
Okay, I think you should
Hails
keep that.
From the Loomis truck.
I think you should keep that legit.
Suck ass.
And you should rip that out and just have, that's applicable because I'm a Loomis driver. And that'll be part of his intro. Right there. You should have that. And that's applicable because I'm a Loomis driver.
All right.
I am back.
Loomis drivers are couriers, just so you know. I'm a courier.
Not the armed ones, because they don't exist anymore.
You're a fucking mailman.
Not in Canada. The rest of the world has
it. Is that supposed to be an insult?
Well, not really, no.
Well, no.
Were you trying to aggravate me?
At least you actually do something.
Mailmen are bold and noble.
I would love to be a mailman.
They go through sleep
and
hail.
All day? That'd be excellent.
The professor,
you run around all day.
The professor actually was a mailman for a while.
Really?
Very well, Clavin. On with the story.
Sorry.
All right. It's not that interesting. I don't know if it can stand up to having an intro.
Yeah, man.
So, your hopes are all high that the reason I'm talking is I have something interesting to tell you.
Dude, I told a story about
being
a fucking Backstreet Boy shopping for shoes.
That was not
Go
bad.
Ahead.
All right.
I'm sure
so
I can top
I'm
that.
So, I'm having a busy day, you know, delivering packages for Loomis Courier. So, you know, I've got all this stuff to do, and I'm sitting in the alley. In my
sleeping.
Bed. Sleeping. Reading a book, actually. I was reading a book. Because I was really
what
busy.
What book was that?
Sounds like a busy day.
The Great War, A Walk in Hell.
Good book.
Don't know.
Anyways. And I'm sitting there and I'm reading my book. And people are dying from machine gun fire. It's excellent. And some old woman approaches my door. And I'm sort of in an alley, street, very weird situation.
Does she have legs or is she dragging herself solely by her hands?
No, she has legs.
Very fast.
She's this little old lady... And she has some sort of problems with acne on her face or something. I don't know. Maybe she fell
on
the sidewalk.
She has open weeping sores.
Yes, close to that. Don't interrupt my story.
Sorry, I'm
you're going to make the old lady more interesting than my story.
Sean's color.
And that just won't do.
Sean's right. A color man.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed because I hate it when people approach my van. They're usually asking for something.
Trouble.
And even if it's just where is the next corner, I don't wish to have to, you know, stop reading my book in order to tell them.
So you'd respect them more if they walked up to you and said, hey, fuck you! And walked off.
No, I would respect them more if they just kept walking and ignored me.
What if they just wanted their mail?
That annoys me more than anything. People approaching my van and saying, do you have an envelope for me? If I had an envelope for you, pal, would I not be going up to you wherever you are and delivering it, fuckface? Thanks for coming out. I'm sitting in the alley, which means I have nothing left to do. Okay.
So if someone snuck up and, like, you know, deflated all your tires, this would be...
bad.
This would be a reason to pull out the kukri and go postal.
Because Drexel,
I'm a postal.
That's right.
Drexel's part of the kukri club.
Anyway, so
the woman comes up.
And she's holding in her hand a piece of paper. And the piece of paper says on it, Canadian, and then it has a little dollar sign. And she's holding it up for me to see as a prop, you know, for what she's about to say. And she says, excuse me, but... do you know if Loomis uses Canadian funds?
In a much thicker accent.
And
than
she
that.
Says it in this sort of weird Eastern European accent the little old ladies have. And I say,
they
what?
They develop that over time.
I say, understandably, what? And she looks at me and she says, I am speaking English words. You know, in her really shit-up, broken-up English. In other words, I'm speaking English, fuckface. Why can't you understand what I'm saying? And so, again, I say, of course, what? and she says it again. Do you know if Loomis uses English funds? And I say, what are you getting at, right? I mean, really, like, what does that mean?
Where is this going?
Exactly. What would you take from that? Do you know if Loomis uses English funds? I don't know that Loomis buys anything. They're really, you know,
I'm guessing she wants to know that, can she pay for Loomis services?
No, this is not what she's asking. And that's not what I thought.
Hi, do you have a question about Drexel's story?
Whoa, dude,
no.
Okay, so, I'm starting to lose patience. Well,
you?
Really, I lost patience before she started talking
you
to me.
You lost patience on
but
the way
to
work.
But now I'm starting to feel justified in having lost patience.
Yes,
this
that's
moment.
Always a good feeling.
Okay, and I say, what is it you're trying to say to me? Because I don't understand.
Now, here's your first mistake. You responded in the language that she spoke to you in. The proper response at this point is no hablo inglés.
Okay, anyways. So she's standing there and she's holding a piece of paper in her hand that says Canadian with a dollar sign, and I'm wondering to myself, why are you holding a piece of paper in your hand that says Canadian dollars on it when those are the only words I'm clearly understanding that are coming out of your mouth, right? Why do you need to have that written down? Why didn't you write down exactly what you wanted to say?
The actual question that could
she thinks
have an
and
answer.
And she says papers. To me, she says, it is known that Loomis prints its own money. And I'm like, whoa, stop.
At this stage, this is awesome. This is when the entire conversation
shifts. If they did, wouldn't they be able to pay you a hell of a lot more?
No, this is when the whole conversation stops. This is when you go, my God, she's onto me. And you look and say, you must tell no one. And slam the door of the van and drive off.
Unfortunately, I didn't take that angle. I just started to get really amused but annoyed because I don't, like I said, I don't like people coming up and talking to me. I don't really like people
but she's
at all.
Crazy.
And crazy people I like
crazy
even less.
Crazy people are great.
I
love
what
crazy
is that
people.
What the hell is
that?
Whatever.
I don't like
it's
it.
It's the
later.
Shadows.
Deal with it later.
There's shadows in
it's
here.
It's ghosts.
They made sounds like
damn,
that.
Of
course
no, no, the shadows from Babylon 5. If you ever watch Babylon 5, they make these little
very loud, high-pitched noises.
There was a
my story's not interesting enough
shut up.
To have interludes from Babylon 5, okay?
Sorry.
You start talking about other things,
so
and
Loomis is well-known to print his own money.
It's already anticlimactic, my story now.
Okay, let's hear it.
I already said I was sorry.
Anyways, you know, I've lost track. Yeah, I told her, you know, I have no interest in talking to you. Please, please skitter away.
Is that what you said verbatim?
Yes. Please, now skitter away.
That's the most dickle, that's like such a dick thing to say. You are a crazy person. You will
please
leave
go
me
now.
Yes.
You go. You come back.
You go
more.
Now.
She said twice, you know, she said, you
too
use,
expensive.
Are you,
you
using
go now.
Canadian funds? I said, yeah, well, you know, when I go to a store and I use cash, it's Canadian money. Does Loomis? I don't know. I don't. I work for Loomis. I am not Loomis.
The
please,
truth
I
is,
I have no interest in talking to you. Please get her away. And she starts muttering some sort of, oh yeah, and she walked away.
You should have said, I am Loomis.
I've only had
and we are.
I
many.
Have another story. And we are many.
Okay. Besides the many crazy people I deal with on the bus, I had one person that was really great when I was working. This is a long time ago, way back even before the hospital.
Oh, this isn't a hospital story?
No, this would be okay. A pre-hospital story. This is when I was working for Bill, one of our local, Bill Foote is a local comic book shop.
Yes, Bill Foote is well known around here.
He used to have, besides the comic shop, he also had a used bookstore. And I'm in the used bookstore. I'm mining. It was a great job because essentially Bill just wanted me to like show up and make sure that no one walked off with everything.
Things.
You know, the little stuff that they like stole while I wasn't really paying attention and reading. It's cool. Just don't actually take the whole stock, you know.
Don't make it noticeable.
Did he go out of business?
Yeah, he did.
Still has a coin store, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Okay. So I'm in there and this woman comes in and she's like, Can I ask you a question? And I'm like thinking she's asking for some book or something like that. And
my
like,
response when I was working at the comic shop when somebody will ask that, you know, I didn't say it. Most of the time I didn't say it. But it was no. And that's what I wanted to say. No, I'm busy thinking about, you know, sex.
You know,
or Superman
should
Superman and
break.
Sex or whatever.
You
why are you bothering me? Just because I work here doesn't mean you have the right to come up to me and ask
does
for
it
service.
Say, please ask me questions above my head.
You really do you have something to buy
you really
and
need
money?
To You really need to take a break, man. You don't have to be a fuck every single day of your life.
And this is Sean Kennedy
saying this.
No kidding.
I'm very nice to people.
Sean Kennedy almost pulls out his kukri in traffic because they looked at him wrong.
That asshole pissed me off.
Okay. Two minutes ago, you were
toying
with your knife and just about licking it. Now you're just like, you have to be a nice person.
I told you I don't really like people.
No, no. I went into a mall. I went into the other Bill Foots establishment in the Evergreen Mall.
Yep.
Where in the Evergreen Mall? There's a little embroidery shop. Yeah. Wow. There's a little embroidery shop. Okay, or a little fucking engraving shop or smokes where they sell smokes and bong pipes and weird, ugly, shitty knives. And on the wall outside, he's got this piece of paper which talks about UFOs over Las Vegas and shit like that. So I go walking in there, and old people, they gravitate to the mall, right? That's where they go. There's like,
they wait outside for it to open.
Consumer. Whoop, off the
can. It has air conditioning.
So they're inside, and there's like 12 fucking old people all standing around this booth in like a semicircle. I think they're going to join hands and begin chanting. Okay.
They're giving a demonstration.
And no. They're all reading this fucking thing because they do that. They all walk by, and I walk in wearing my black combat pants, boots, my cult jacket. This is relatively
recent. This
is recently. Yeah.
Okay.
I walk in there, and they're all like looking at it, you know. And they were looking at it before I got there. So I walk up. I'm reading this fucking wall thing here, you know. I'm like, they're talking about how, you know, the aliens are coming, and they're have a ship, geosynchronously stationed above Las Vegas. You've read this.
No. Is this the Raelians again?
No. It's different psychos. where they have their Star Cruiser parked over Las Vegas. Disguised as a cloud.
No cloudless days in Las Vegas then.
Anyway, so
sometimes it goes away.
I'm not actually going to try to justify arguing that. If some cult member is phoning my fucking phone right now, I'll kill them. Okay, just one second. I have to take this.
Getting back to my original story, what I was talking about, this old woman comes in, says, "Can I ask you a question?" And I said, "Go ahead." And she's like, have you heard, do you have any books about AIDS? And I'm thinking, I said, I don't actually think we have anything in new, because this isn't a new bookstore, it's used.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, we don't have anything in stock on like, you know, the AIDS epidemic.
Only when it was classified as a war agent in 19, whatever?
60-something.
60-something, yeah.
I won't go into that. But anyhow, so this... She said, no. I mean, do you know personally anything about AIDS? I'm thinking like, okay, the wacko alarm is starting to ring.
Yep.
I went, it's a virus. You catch it through sexually transmitted disease. It's a sexually transmitted disease, or you can also get it through infusion of blood. Or you also can...
Blood.
Yeah, pretty much basically body fluids. And she's like going, no, you're wrong. I'm thinking,
here
it comes. It's caused by people who haven't accepted the Lamb of God.
Oh.
I'm like,
AIDS is God's punishment.
Yes.
And then she says...
So anybody who repents is automatically cleared.
And then she
of
says...
AIDS.
You see, and what I have here, and she holds up this little yellow plastic bottle, is the oil of the Lamb of God. I went,
does it come from snakes, perhaps?
the snake's in your fucking head.
Snake oil salesman.
So she's like, I'm going, oh, really? Well, that's nice. I have to
should
get back
how
to,
much?
I have to get back to checking the stock here. If you need help with anything.
How much does God want to save my soul?
So, no, I'm kind of giving her the brush off, the polite brush off, but the definite, I'm brushing you off now, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm going back, I'm kind of reading, and I watch her.
How do you get oil from the Lamb of God without killing it?
And so she goes over.
No, it's you kill lambs in the it. You sacrifice the lamb to God.
And then I notice she's doing something, and all of a sudden
I get
this smell, and I'm like, "Lady, what the hell are you doing?" And I'm like, and she's like rubbing this fucking, and it's rancid fish oil or something.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, "Lady, get the hell out of the fucking store before I call the cops." And then she's like, "Well, I have to anoint this so there's no AIDS because I like this place and I've been in here. And even though you have bad books, you have good books in here because I was able to buy a copy of the Bible twice here." And I'm like, "Going, get the fuck out of the store!"
Oh God.
What was she anointing?
Rancid fish oil. No, she rubbed it on.
What did she rub it on?
The fucking counter, the frames for the bookshelves. Oh yeah, no kidding. I should have called the cops, but the thing is, because like, I mean,
how about I anoint this stuff on the sidewalk?
Then I know that
at least do it outside.
Then I know at least she'll like, you know, possibly get some fucking help.
She's trying to do good.
Yeah, I know, but to see the thing is,
all these crazy people are trying to do good.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to save you or take you to someplace good.
If God is so wonderful, you don't need to save me. He will when I die.
That's right.
Well,
I'm a good person. Lady, get out of the store. I'll go to heaven in my own way.
God has better tools than rancid oil.
Someone once said, a fanatic is someone who does what God would do if only he knew all the facts.
Yeah,
and I'm like going, okay, that's it. That's it. Thank you. Come on, let's move along. Come on.
Move along, lady.
It's like, oh god, I had to clean that up too, which means I actually had to work that day
rather than rancid fish oil.
Yeah,
at least you hope it was rancid fish oil.
No, it's what it smelled like.
Not
it
some other like, yellow like, bodily fluid.
It smelled like it smelled like fucking tuna drippings. It was disgusting.
Okay, don't like, think about we that. Do know what. But it is.
So holy probably, tuna drippings.
So she probably, like, fried up a tuna melt for herself. And
you know, I just about... I see, what happens is at my work, my work number is forwarded to myself.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's 8:30 on Sunday night.
Who's calling you at work?
No, it was a guy phoning into the drawing board, and because... I've now shut it off. But because I didn't shut off my drawing board forwarding, it went to my cell phone. This guy phones up and goes, hello? Hi. Is this Sean? Yes, it is. He goes, yeah, I was phoning for the drawing board. Are you aware that it is 8:30 on Sunday night, sir? I'm really sorry. And the poor son of a bitch was just phoning up to leave a message, and I like ripped his fucking face off. I felt really bad. I'm like, I don't mean to call you on a Sunday night or anything. Do you know what fucking time it is? He's like, I guess I lend a certain presence when I'm actually aggravated with people. You know,
maybe.
Like,
No, not at all.
I actually felt bad. I'm like, no, this guy's probably a customer. I shouldn't really shit all over him, right? It's my own fucking fault for not turning it off, right? So I can't really fucking...
Put fear into your customers.
So I said, no. Away. I said, sorry. It's just I got a little agitated there. You know how it is when you're a tech. Because what happened is, see, my ISP, the people we buy our bulk from, changed their dial-up number and didn't tell me. So I had 86 clients who tried to log in the morning with their number, and, oh, we're not getting anything.
Why is everyone sending me the woman song? It is dumb. Please stop sending it to me.
What is the woman song? I don't want to hear it because you said it's dumb. That's good enough for me.
I don't know, some comedian. Halfway funny. This is your old Uncle Dak, Bully for Justice.
Somebody did
a black and white kind of, I'll make it big for you. There you go.
Anyway.
I like it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think this guy's on crack.
Nixter did that. Thank you, Nixter.
Thank you, Nixter.
Oh, well, whatever.
And Sean Kay, the fucking man, Spider Slayer.
Give me a break.
Sean Kay did not kill the spider, in fact.
What do you think I was doing when I was answering the phone?
Killing spiders.
He's up there hunting for the spider, looking for the spider.
Oh, Nixter's all happy because he got his sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. He's been, like, ICQing everybody about it.
His fight hoodie.
Yeah.
Cult
fight hoodie.
Fight jacket.
Yeah. He's
pretty cool.
And also, everyone who is consciously waiting their orders going, that motherfucker ripped me off.
I didn't get a bitch
money, and I still have not seen my shit. Like Trillium, like I think Music God 1, like all these people who have every right to try to nail my nuts to a board. the reason why it's taking so fucking long, and I should say this, I'm sorry to talk about cult stuff, but whatever. So
go ahead.
In 2 weeks, if Sean doesn't send it to you, I'll give you his home address.
That's fine. Number 301-566-9201-8 Street, Langley. Come get some.
Never mind.
Buzz 301 to come up.
He's waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm the one in the corner. Anyway, so...
thinking back, I don't think anybody would, in their right mind, go and visit you.
I'm going to go to Sean's house and fuck him up.
Have you heard anything Sean has said in the past 2 years?
Incidentally.
He will kill you.
Reference Treat Williams, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. Enough said.
Yeah. I am Godzilla. You are Japan.
And God help you if my wife catches you. Then you're really up shit creek.
Oh. You will know.
Anyway.
The wrath of the dark one.
You will, in fact. I'm going to sell my cult gear so I can get blood. I'm strangely comfortable with that.
Skit says, you'll be dead before you buzz 301. You'll be 30.
Because your finger was moving towards the one.
That's when like, the Ronin I don't know about, you're just, like, faded out of existence. John needs our help. I'm going to become a Geely monster and hide around in his garden. My
3
wife will
weeks
be all
later.
Gardening. She'll be all, ow! Ah, fuck! Sean, get your cult members out of the garden. All cult members rise from the garden. Oh,
15 people really get up and leave.
You know.
Yeah. Where's our lawn?
Okay, there's not like, all the cult members. All the cult members that were the lawn, come back and lay down.
We like that lawn.
We like that lawn. It was a good lawn.
Okay.
Why don't I win the lottery? You know, if I win the lottery...
Things would go very bad.
No, it would be great.
I think the government
I would start
is plotting against you winning the lottery because bad things
lottery,
would happen.
If I won the lottery, I've been talking with the
things
professor
Things would
here.
Get purchased that people don't want you to purchase.
No, I would
Have
buy...
Have you been hearing those big ads on the radio, Sean?
I've been thinking about...
You never
know. I've been thinking... I don't pay... Hey, I don't buy the lottery.
Big.
I don't pay the stupid tax. Okay,
big.
I don't
Good.
Do that.
I do.
Big.
Whenever it gets over...
I rest
fool.
My...
But no, I know. I don't stand a chance in hell of...
But you never know.
No. You know why I do it? I'll be completely honest why I do. Because I'm buying hope. Not that I'll win money. I'm buying it so I can actually
have... Put on the violin
there.
Jess.
That I can actually have that fantasy where I tell my boss to go fuck himself.
You're buying hope, Dak.
Yes, I am. I'm buying hope. I'm buying a dream. I'm going out there, and I'm laying my money down.
What would you
and
do?
I'm purchasing
is,
that
what
dream.
Thing is, what would you do if you got that money, Dak?
What would I do?
Would you help sick children?
No. I'd leave all of you.
Sailor Moon music in the background. I'm telling you, it's from Sailor
it's
Moon.
It's now what the hell music.
I believe
I'm sure Sailor Moon didn't
now,
make it
do,
up.
Do a search on Napster for
no.
We
Kira
believe
her
you,
violin to her
an anime
you.
Freak.
It's open source music. There's no copyrights on classical music.
You know the
that's
thing
why,
is that?
That's why cartoons use it, so they don't have to pay
don't
any
think
money.
It's a piece of classically written music. I believe it was written for Sailor Moon.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I don't
sure
think so. It had
before.
A different name. It said,
okay.
Like, Sweet Five.
Okay, maybe
some,
so.
Okay, some
long
German
getting back
name.
To the whole what we do if we'd win the lottery versus focusing on
you know,
accoutrement.
You know, the thing is, normally if I have my little fantasies, they have to be based on reality.
I don't hear about the sheep.
No, my little fantasies like rescuing, like, you know, people from terrorists.
I have that one, too.
Oh, you know what? Well, my God, guy was in a sight rifle. Well, first I'd run him over, and then I'd pick up his assault rifle. Then what I do? Oh, wait, there's more guys. They got assault rifles, too. All right, well, I start killing that guy,
I thought
that guy,
you said
and
it had to
guys.
Be
it'll go on reality. Anyways.
And you're doing this because it's realistic.
No, it has to, but
I'm
that could
her.
Happen. See, wait, see,
I'm
Rambo. No.
Fire
wait.
At me and they'll
oh,
miss.
Stop. See, you don't even know what my fantasy is. They're not
really?
Saying,
I'd rather
killing
not.
Them. Listen.
I know what you're
saying. I'm mocking you.
Okay, now, I don't have an assault rifle, so my fantasy has to have, the enemy with an assault rifle have to take one out and take the assault rifle. Why? Because I don't have one
in my
that
day. Makes it so much wait, more! Wait,
wait, shut up! You're
I'm pulling the chain on the information train, I'm getting off.
You see how it makes sense. The fantasy has to make sense,
special
so
way.
I have to get the weapon that I don't have from them.
I am not attacking you.
Please stop sharing with us.
So I have...
Let him speak.
I have... a kukri in my van. Why? Mainly so that I have a weapon I can say in my fantasy, well, it's there!
Yes,
I can assault
and that's why
with my
I put
because
up,
it's there!
That's why I put up the Bare Naked Ladies website in the hopes that they'll come to my page saying, wow, this is really fucking cool. We want to have her as our
very interesting
web designer
anyway.
And take her on tour with us!
That's wonderful. Anyway, but in the one aspect in my life where my fantasies do not have to revolve around being realistic. Shut up!
You want to be a Bare Naked Ladies fluffer?
Is the lottery. I still daydream about winning the lottery.
Ew,
never buy it.
I
break my own rule.
Normal joke is know that Steve's job, but
I would like
there's
to.
There's only one
like
honorable
to
thing to do now, girl on the left. You must kill Samaria.
I think that
it was a good joke.
I think just to,
people's
just,
jaws dropped.
Just to brush up on that, my actual fantasy is surprisingly similar to Drexel's. Only mine is not rescuing people from terrorists. It's when I'm walking down the street and I see like this young Chinese girl being dragged into a car, and of course I kill everyone in that car. After hanging on the windshield, Terminator style, hanging on the windshield, and then I get lit on fire somehow.
I have that one, too.
But I'm cool with that. And then I find out that the little girl is actually, what this was a Tong Triad hit, and, like, it was actually the Tong trying to get at the daughter of, like, the major head Triad guy in Vancouver, and he, like, brings me
and
to his house.
Now you're
and then,
in their good
he, No. Then they torture me because they think I'm with the other guys. They torture me for, like, days. And then the truth comes out, and they feel so ashamed and honor-bound by this that they say that I can kill the guys who are torturing me, but I say, no, that's okay. And then they, like, give me, like, a 1-800 number
Sean,
that I can call.
Sean, yeah. Sean, Drex.
That's my fantasy.
No, fantasies, everybody has fantasies.
A 1-800 number you can call for what?
I'd like to thank
mostly,
the two of you for doing something.
Chinese food, what's that?
For making me think and realize that, you know, the little...
Somebody's mic is too close to the monitor.
The little kind of, you know, day pictures that kind of run through my mind on a random basis that were going on are relatively
tame.
Mundane.
Yeah, but you have reality. You ride the bus. You get to be the bully for justice every day.
And you
I have nothing. I have nothing.
Working in front of a computer every day is like a sensory deprivation tank. After a while, you begin to create sensory for yourself, and life becomes much like Unreal or Quake or Half-Life.
My fantasy is to have millions of listeners so they can actually appreciate this show. That would be very nice. Millions of listeners. Show is damn good, and it could be is just as good as, or better than any other show on the radio right now. These people tune in every week. If we were on the radio, we would dominate.
I don't think so.
Holy shit, Sam, you're scaring the fuck out of me because you're saying this with the kind of conviction.
How do you think Tom Green got so fucking popular?
Yeah.
He started as a fucking local
You know how
cable
long
show.
Tom Green did that for?
Did you
like 5 years before he even got on the comedy
network. Do you know something? I have to say that if Tom Green, I have to agree with Sim on this. You know, I used to think that when we did our stuff that we're like, why the God's green earth? Would people listen to us? And then like I said, I actually heard some of the other stuff that was out there. I saw Tom Green. I saw some of the other stuff. And I came to realize, and I'm not, like, patting myself on the back, that in comparison,
we are actually relatively
intelligent.
We're not that bad.
Yeah, we're not that
bad. They're not that bad.
Look what Tom Green's got. He's got an acting, quote-unquote, acting career.
And Drew Barrymore. Hey, he made good.
He did well.
This is not bad for a man with no chin.
Yeah, it's also
And one ball.
You could not pay me. You could not pay me to fuck Drew Barrymore because I'd always feel like I was humping my little sister because I keep seeing her in like E.T.
That image was never there until now.
And I was like Drew Barrymore, and I'm like E.T. Thank you, Flower
Pot. She's ugly anyway.
What's that?
She is ugly anyway.
I actually thought
thinks she's ugly too because she flashes her breasts on TV all the time.
I thought she was actually
to validate herself.
I thought she was looking kind of cute in Charlie's Angels.
Cold, brutal. Wow, that's like cold even for you.
I think she's looking kind of cute on what's that guy late night show David Letterman where she stood up on his desk and took her top off.
That's what he was just talking about.
Yes, she's done that. Many times.
Okay, it's
good for her.
This is what happens when you go out of your mind on drugs before you're old enough to vote.
Who are running around in the United States. Apparently, me and Sam ran into this. Were these assholes? This is kind of rewinding a bit here, but Tom Green reminded me of it. These guys, they run around.
It's in Britain.
If they see, is it in Britain?
Yeah.
They see you talking on a cell phone.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Just talking
on the street. If they see you talking on a cell phone, they run up. Grab your cell phone, throw it on the ground, and smash it.
Boy, would they be in for a treat if they did that to me.
And I'm like, motherfucker, do you have any idea
the extent and
lengths at which I would pursue you?
No, I have to. Okay. I have to. No,
those
I have
people.
To.
You had better wing me.
No,
really good.
I have to admit.
These people run a big
I have
risk.
To. I have to admit
crazy.
That if
Huge.
I saw them do this to somebody like some yuppie. That had no connection to me or mine. I would chuckle my ass off.
Oh, it's funny watching it done to other people.
But if they did it to somebody who looked like they didn't deserve it, or they did it to me or mine.
Some people have $1,000 cell phones.
People my cell phones need like their cell phones
fuck,
for like
fuck $1,000 cell phone. $200 is a lot of money got it.
I would honestly hold these guys under a double decker bus for half an hour.
Can we do it?
How about this? Cell phones that are free when you sign up for the service. But now I have to go back and get another one. That's a pain in the ass. That's enough for me to kill you.
I don't like losing your wallet. It's not losing your wallet. It's the pain of getting it all back.
The best part is that they don't steal your cell phone and run. No. They steal your cell phone, and the big thing with them is they show it to you, and they make sure you see them smash it.
Yes.
Now let's assume
they're also wearing cell phone outfits.
I would love that. I'd be wow. They're so concentrated on my cell phone.
So they're limited in their running ability. Oh, that's smart.
Now that I've told you this, you'll probably be aware for it. But because like your brain would go, hey, these little fuckers, you grab cell phones. But like
I could see it happening
where I'm talking to myself and you're concentrating on what the fuck some asshole's talking about when he can't connect to the internet. And it's like, snatch, your phone's gone. You look over, the guy's standing, goes, smash! And for like a second there, you're like, holy fuck.
That's what the people are doing. They're like,
holy fuck, just
going on.
Don't they dress up as well?
Yes, they dress up as
cell phones.
Full cell phone. They can't run.
Yeah, they dress up as a cell phone.
I don't know how they get away from these people.
How they dress up like a cell phone.
It's like a bad horror movie. Oh, trip.
Do you know what it is?
Are you sure this isn't a hoax?
No. I'll tell you what it is. It is honestly because most people, when confronted with violence or something like that, have you ever...
Like, what are you going to do when you catch them?
I've told you about how, like, most of the fights go with me and other people.
Drag them into an alley.
What do? This is how most people start a fight. Oh, you fucking want to go? There's a lot of loud talk. There's a couple of shoving type things.
Yeah,
I personally don't believe. Sean doesn't believe in that. No. I don't believe in that.
Do you want to go? Smack.
It's not
a 15-minute martial arts... Kick him.
I will beat you with my superior kung fu.
I usually lead with a punch to the throat.
Oh, yeah. That works.
Trust me, it works.
Enemy is to be dispatched. Yeah, see, I have a thing about throwing the first punch. I don't throw the first... I can't
I
throw the first punch.
But okay, same with Jack, right?
Okay, but
I
can't.
Normally throw the
and
first punch.
This sort of is relative to the story I was going to tell. I was driving to work Saturday morning, and... Some guy, we're merging, and this guy pulls up beside me, not quite beside me, just a bit behind me, as the lanes are merging, and so I'm like, well, that's sort of stupid, and I just continue going on, and now he runs out of room. There's no more room for his car, and he has to slam on the brakes. Now he lays on the horn, and I don't mean he lays on the horn for like 5 seconds, which is a really, really, really long time for him. I mean, he holds it down
for about 2 minutes. He climbs
straight.
On top of the horn. He basically... Yes. Pitches a tent. He begins to set up camp.
He's
yes.
holding the horn
he's got
down
the little clasp
for a really long time.
On.
Yeah. he's fingering me. So what do? Of course, I slam on the brakes. Right? To, you know, this is my power. I'm in front of you. You have nowhere to go. So I slam on the brakes, and you have to slam on the brakes. It makes me feel powerful and shows you that I think you're a fuckface.
You know what, Charlie?
And then I have no respect for you, and the fact that you're fingering
me turns his horn
off. Nothing to me.
It's louder now.
Okay, now the guy's... pissed off. He's tailgating. He's swerving back and forth. He's yelling at me, pull over. He's holding the horn down the whole time.
Pull over, yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
We get out of the off-ramp, and we're on to Knight Street. There's now 3 lanes. He passes me and starts swerving and trying to run me off the road. There's at least 2 points where we came hair's width from smashing into each other.
Lift the kirkery and
No. Okay, now, and the whole time he's trying to get me to pull over.
I would have pulled over.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I would have too.
You would have,
I'm thinking the whole time, I'm sitting there going, yeah, motherfucker, I'm going to pull over, and my fist is going to be in your face before you get out of your fucking car.
You're being really nice. You have
no,
a country,
but I didn't.
You
know? No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a rational person. You're not going to pull a knife out to someone who doesn't have a knife. How can you justify that?
Very easily.
You can justify it all to yourself later. Yes, that's fine. Anyways, you know what? Justify it to your cellmate who's fucking you in the ass because you decide to pull a knife out in a fist fight. Okay, anyways, regardless, it doesn't matter.
It's a knife
so I'm
fight
driving along.
A knife out, but anyway.
Okay, just...
I'm driving there, and the I didn't pull over. Okay, I didn't pull over. The guy is trying his best to run me off the road. I'm not fucking kidding. It's
He's willing to risk his car.
It's like a car chase in a movie.
Quick question: what kind of car was it? What kind of car is it driving?
Some white, big white sedan.
Is it? Is it a nice car?
Than mine. Somewhat. Okay. But I have a nicer van, if you want my opinion.
But he's going to wreck
his car. I do the fake thing. You know, I turn right real fast, and then I zoom left, and I get up past him because he's slowing down to get in my way, all right?
Yeah.
But then he accelerates past me because I'm on natural gas, and the switch over takes too long.
Put on the Star Trek fight music.
So what occurs to me...
That's why we have the sound effect.
Yeah.
So what occurs to me... I should call the fucking cops on this guy. Okay, because I'm not pulling over. And the reason I'm not pulling over is this is what's going through my head. Now, I could say lots of things like, you know...
If he pulls over, he's going to try and hit you?
This is what happens if you pull over and you're not willing to throw the first punch. Right. If he's big, if he's bigger than you, he stomps your guts out. If he's smaller than you, he suddenly loses the urge to fight.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of what Dak just said, pushing each other for 10 minutes, going, you want to fucking go? You want to fucking go? Okay, go ahead, punch me. No, no, you punch me. Right? And
well,
I didn't want to deal with that.
Fight
and
that's not what was going through my head. Happen. You just have some posing.
What was going through my head?
What was going through your head?
What was going through my head was, how can I... after this, justify to people I talk to today, and I'm not talking justify to Sean, I'm talking justify it to people that I talk to today, why did I pull over to the side of the road? What?
You don't like to talk to people anyways. You said earlier.
Okay, yes, but there are many people I do respect and do like.
Draxel does have friends. And he always got to say to me, hey man,
how am I
you
going?
Say he ran somebody over, got out, kicked him in the face, and be like, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
How am I going to... justify pulling over to the side of the road? That is such an uncivilized thing to do. I think when you pulling over because some guy says pull over, it's not a normal, rational thing to do.
Maybe he needed help. That's what I tell my wife.
It's like getting into a fight that you can avoid. I will not back down from a fight.
He needed his help to getting his head under my tire.
I won't back down from a fight, not because I'm some tough ass and I like to get in fights. I'm always thinking, shit, I'm going to get my ass kicked. But because I'm more afraid of looking like a pussy than I am of getting the shit kicked out of me.
Which, actually, Drexel is extremely strong. So it's probably, and he's got a lot of reach and he's nasty.
So that's not it. I'm not afraid to get in a fight with this guy. I'm concerned I have to justify myself at the end of the day. And that's why I didn't pull over. So what do I do? It blew me away. I'm like, oh my God, I should call the fucking cops on this guy. So that's what I did. I pick up my... This is what gave me the idea. He's waving his cell phone out the window at me like, I'm going to call some of my friends or the cops. I don't know what he was supposed to be
saying. Do you have like one of those 1-800 shit numbers?
So I pick mine up and I wave it at him and I go, yeah, I've got one too. Only I start dialing.
No, Drex has got numbers on the side of your van or whatever,
right? Am I driving poorly? Call 1-800-LOOMIS.
It doesn't say that.
Call 1-800? I don't care because it's my van, not Loomis's van.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
yeah.
And they do call occasionally and complain, but it really has no effect. So
they're like, he's a good driver.
So
we don't care.
So I call the cops, and I'm almost laughing to the woman at 911, right? I'm like, yeah, there's some guy. He's trying to run me off the road. And she says, do you think he's drunk? And I said, no, I think he's just insane. And then I go, but I think he's fucking off now because, you know, he sees me talking on the phone and well, I guess he doesn't want to mess with me anymore, but he was trying to run me off the road. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't have wasted your time, but when I called you, he was actively trying to run me off the road. I have his license plate number. I still should call it in.
Actually, you were there for the incident where I think Sean was, and I think you were too, where this guy tried to, he almost hit me in the intersection. And then he tried to get out
of
his car.
I heard about it.
Remember that?
I wasn't there for that.
I know you were.
No,
just
I don't think anybody.
No, no, you were like.
There.
I just like came like 2 minutes.
You told, yeah, you told. You were talking to me right after that, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
didn't your pants are all ripped?
I honestly do believe that because this. Okay, case in point. This is what happened to someone I know. I'm not going to name names here, okay? Because this is someone that people know and people on Rant Radio know. But there's a female. Was not my wife. Because everyone would be like,
you're narrowing
shit.
It down here, Sean.
Okay. No, that's okay. There's a female. It's not my wife. And this guy came up to her in a shop, in a large, consumer store, and started, saying, hey, I think you're really sexy. She looks down, and he's jacking off to her face. I'll tell you about this later. Okay? And this is someone we know.
Somebody's going to fucking die.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, wow. motherfucker, you get killed. You know? I'm like, that should happen to, like, the Dark One.
No kidding.
Come home, tell
what me. What did he look like?
I'm like,
we're going to get a character
really?
Sketch.
Curly here. Hair, you say? Everyone within 50 miles, assuming he's got a car, can only drive this far in this length of time.
They die.
We're making a circular map here. Confine the areas.
Like, set up the
webcam.
She sits down with seven monitors and assumes.
Was that him?
Is that
him?
Is this the guy? Is this the guy? Is this the guy? Right
that
on.
That might be him. Fuck.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
You're a victim of circumstance. You know, I'm not killing you. It's the other asshole who was jerking off at the mall.
He killed you.
He's the
and everyone like you.
I'm like, holy fuck.
No, I'm gonna kick somebody's ass until they bleed from their fucking eyes.
I am honestly sure. Like, Dax crossing the street. This guy leans on his horn. His wife's beside him in the car. Okay, if I'm gonna go.
There was a wife in his car beside him.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. There's a wife in the car beside him, and the guy inside the car with his wife starts to, like, wig the fuck out. To Dak.
On Dak as well. Yeah.
No, to Dak, not on me. This is a different story now. We shift stories. Sorry. That was just a case in point. I'm not going to follow that up because I don't want to violate anybody's privacy.
That's fine.
I'm not going to talk about it. But anyway, I was sitting there. Dak's crossing the street. It's, like, his turn to cross.
Yeah, there was, like, it was a walk sign. What's up?
Yeah, you know, I was like, I'm walking now. La, la, fucking la. Right? On a crosswalk, even. The guy goes, can you go any fucking slower? Did he call you a name?
Yeah, you know, he says, hey, he said, no, just say, he says, can you go any fucking slower? And I'm like, what is your problem? He's like, fuck you, motherfucker, just fucking move.
That's the point at which you go over and sit yourself down on the hood of his car.
Yeah.
I walked over and I went, look. I don't know.
Me sit here rest a while.
I don't.
Me tired.
I
can't go any faster.
I don't know what you're. I don't know
he starts
what.
Licking the headlights.
Let Dak finish his sentence.
I don't know what your problem is, but I suggest you get help for it.
No kidding.
And he, at this point, he like, you want me to fucking get out of the car? And I'm saying,
no, I want you to die. That's heart attack you do for.
I'm saying, if you get out of the car, you won't be able to get back in.
Like, don't let fear and common sense stop you.
Yeah.
Get out of the fucking car.
Come on out.
Come on out.
It's
you know?
For your own good. I'm warning you.
I'd eject that fucker's tire right now. Click, snack. Oh, that tire's flat.
No,
get out of the car.
Exactly
why? I'm going to cut your hand off. Get out of the fucking car.
As he was getting out of the car, I was going to slam the door at his head. He lighted the fire.
Oh. Just keep kicking the door.
I never would have thought of that.
Out each time.
That was
like quake.
Billy fucking pours
it's
out.
It's like when you fall into the lava and quake. Until his health runs out, then he's
okay. But you know what? You know what? See, I would love to kick the shit out of somebody like that, but it has to be justified. If the guy's just being an asshole,
that's
and
justification.
If you go overboard, you know, you can't justify. People look at. I want it to be. If somebody sees me in battle and combat with somebody, I want them to go, yeah, Drexel's right and that guy's wrong and he should be kicking the shit out of
me. Why do you care?
Not, oh my God.
Why
because
do
I do.
No, okay.
I don't know why.
No,
it's just, no,
no.
I don't. Christian defense. Sorry, I don't know why.
So it doesn't look like.
I do care what people
think.
That's
a bad guy.
I don't want people to think I'm a bad guy.
Drex,
I'm not.
Drex does not want to be morally wrong in the situation. No, I can understand that because if there's a question, if you have doubts about yourself, you cannot fight with, like, this full.
I purposely think.
Drex fights with justice.
Things
not maliciousness.
He fights for love and for justice.
For justice.
Just fuzzy bunnies.
Like, what have we come to?
Like, there's only been one occasion in the longest while. I think that this is the largest argument I have for some kind of divine being. Okay? Because it's like, there's a house full of people, and I've got all these potential members here, and each of them are varying extremes. Oh, this guy is going to freak out, run down a hallway, and try to kill his wife. Who are we going to have in the way?
Not Sean.
No, we'll put Sean there. Yeah, that's a Sean event.
Yeah.
We'll have him do it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Normally, we'll have Dak there. Dak, you know, but...
Oh, wait, the guy rolled poorly.
You know what I mean?
Dak
it's
is
like,
there.
I think in the cosmic locker
Dak
of things, I'm in the case that says break only in case of extreme violence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's, now, the guy I'm going to be taking knife fighting from, who scares me immensely, I'm going to start a knife fighting course in the next 2 weeks.
Yes, it should be quite fun, actually.
The guy I'm going to be learning from is taught at Riddle of Steel and is actually one of the... It teaches with James Keating.
So all the Ronin right now are doing research on the ongoing James Keating. So this guy teaches with James Keating. His name is Mikhail. He's a really cool guy. And but he walks around on the Sky Train, and he packs, like, four fucking knives on him at any given moment in time. Now, this asshole, I would not fuck with. Like, he could kill everybody. He could take out me, Medic, Dak, all four of us without a problem.
Yeah.
Probably unarmed. Yeah, this guy's a fucking, he's like 48, kind of got that old Navy SEAL kind of build going on there, you know?
Muscle's still there.
Like, corded, styrated much, you know what I mean? Like, just like,
whenever I'm dealing with somebody that I'm really scared of, I believe in leading with furniture.
Well, yeah, but this guy's fully, he wouldn't be the guy causing the problem. He's the guy solving the problem. But he takes the SkyTrain with, like, four fucking knives. You know what I mean? And if somebody, like, I want to see the camera footage of the six kids who come up and want his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm wanting to see that. The guards would be like, hey, check this out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ooh,
he deboned the guy. You know?
And then beat the
others. What is that? I think it's a filet mignon. I'm not sure. I think that's what it is.
Is that his liver?
Oh. Bowels in or bowels out. Anyway, okay. So
somebody want to be the guy who gives that man a ticket? Nope.
Okay, people in
people
the IRC
are
saying, yeah, open the phone lines, open the phone lines. So the phone lines are open. And
they're open right
next
now.
Week,
there you go.
The phone system should be set up properly so that you can call at any time during the night.
We will have
and we'll have somebody screening the call.
We'll have a call screener.
All night during the show, you can call in. We're not accepting the call now.
No.
Just put them on hold while I'm talking.
Anyways,
answer the phone. You can call at any time, and if it's relevant to the conversation, you can say something. And then, but
if it's not, you don't get to speak.
I know, but we should say that after 8:30, the phone lines are open whether we say it or not.
Okay, well, let's just
yeah.
We'll answer one phone call, and then we'll call it a night.
Call again.
One person gets a call.
Call again, Skits. And, your
phone.
Gets
the first phone call.
Is there nobody on line two?
The first caller gets a prize of being the only phone call we take tonight.
Hello?
Put it on record. Leave it on record.
Yeah. It's on record. Shut up. Sorry, we're working with this.
Just put them right on the air.
That's okay.
There we go.
Don't you speak into it. It's totally distorted. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Jason from Erase.
Hey,
how's it going?
Jason from Erase.
Oh.
What's going on, man?
I got a few things that I want to mention that was something that was mentioned at the beginning of the show about record labels ripping off bands.
Yeah, yeah.
It was something that was said in brief, and it was said and gone.
I
personally have no feeling, no compassion, no care for bands that cry about getting ripped off from record labels.
Yeah, they sign on to them.
Yes, they do. They have what are called entertainment lawyers. That is their job. They are hired by the artist to look over the contract. If they do not look over the contract and check and recheck things that they can have changed, because they are given a very informal contract that gives the record company entire power. They are given power of their songs, which is publishing rights, which basically states that if the album gets released, does nothing, the record label can take those songs, give them to another artist, and the label makes all the money. Plus, they get to write off the record that was sold that didn't make any money. So they get
That's
it as
right.
a tax write-off, as well as they get it as the publishing rights for the song.
Yeah, the record company owns you.
No. You own you. You screw yourself.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for any artist, any band, anyone that cries about, oh, the record company screwed us. No, you screwed yourself. You didn't look into it. If you're young and green, well, that's too bad. There are lots of people out there that can help you, A, as in, like, myself, which I've done for numerous people, and there are numerous people in each city that will help you. Entertainment lawyers will do wonders if you're going to sign a record contract. So that's just something that I wanted to bring up. That was something that was...
That's a very valid point from the other side of the fence.
So I'll quit rambling now, and I'm done.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Just hang on.
Can I just...
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
No,
Punk of Evil.
Okay.
Punk of Evil, what's up?
She wanted
up?
To make a point first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just wanted to call in and say, hey, what's up?
Well, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, that and Sean needs to check his email.
No, I know.
You're fired.
I've seen
you're going to be left for a private
No. That's okay, man. I've got your email. I'll be replying to it tomorrow, man.
All right.
Check you.
Call in and say, hey, what's up? And what the hell?
What the hell, brother?
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
No. Drax.
Jemima.
Drax,
Jemima,
Drax,
hi, where are you calling
Drax.
From?
She wanted to make
Victoria,
a point.
Vancouver Island.
Oh, Vancouver Island, right on.
You had 3 hours.
Okay, that's like the biggest dick thing I think I've ever heard you say.
You need a microphone. You speak in your microphone, too.
So what's going on, man?
I just wanted to say hi and what's going on, and just this is like a long time since they called. So
if a tsunami comes, warn us, okay? Give us a call, because you're on the Vancouver Island.
That's right, that's the plan.
We'll have like 10 minutes to barricade ourselves.
Okay, I'm pretty good at that warning thing, so I can warn you all.
Yeah. Get the bat signal.
Give up your life that we may live.
Your last breath, dial the 1-800 number.
All right, man, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
Hey, don't.
You're on hold on Rant Radio.
Okay.
Stay there for a second.
Go ahead. The point about the record companies is that the thing is that there, if you want to be like a successful musician, like be able to make a serious living at it, you're pretty much forced to live by their terms because they're like an oligopoly. There's several record companies, but they all dictate shit deals to everybody. And if you want a record deal that you can become a rock star on, you're fucked.
Line up and swallow, baby. Take it the way we give it, or you ain't having it.
Yep. You won't have the status of the big stars. No, if you don't sign their contracts.
And the problem is that as the record industry is
sell out,
now,
and
you pretty much have to do that if you want to make enough money to make a living at it.
What's he saying?
Swimming with the sharks, baby. There's a few people who are nice, like Jason from Erase, and I've met some other nice people, but then there's like the other 90% of the music business, which is fucking great white territory.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're also looking at egos, and I mean, I'm sorry, you have creative people and you have egos, and that basically mixes for a nasty fucking brew of people that are not too fucking nice.
All right, so are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, Skitty, what's going on?
Good. Okay.
Did you write it down?
Huh? No, okay. It's not that I'm going to forget what I say. It's just that, like, every time I call in, people just, like, distract me, and then I, like, can't say what I, like, called in to say in the first place, so, yeah.
Okay, what were you going to say, buddy?
Okay, me and Papa Doodle are working on a little spread the virus project thing.
Okay.
Like, she's making up a bunch of flyers, and I'm passing them out around here and everything. And I was going to ask if anyone else, like, had any cut flyers that they wanted to make up or that they already had made up, if they could, like, you know, talk to me and send them to me, so maybe I could, like, have some more to pass out or something.
Prophet Spidey made some up. I know that for a fact.
Prophet Spidey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he made some up. And I believe someone on the prairies, someone in Saskatchewan, the guys in Saskatchewan made one up, and there's
Buck
another.
X?
Pardon me?
Buck X, maybe?
I can't remember.
Someone was telling me about something like that, but I don't remember because...
Yeah. And listen, and this goes for you. Now that I got you on the horn, I want to say this. Don't get yourself in shit handing out these flyers and stuff, okay?
Yeah, I know.
A lot of the stuff that goes on in cult, we do it for ourselves. And it's important that I don't want people, you know, really, really sacrificing huge chunks of their lives for this. Because it is something that we're doing.
You don't
online,
have to hang out the airport every day.
And we do it online. We do it for fun. We do it for ourselves. But I don't want anybody thinking, you know, that they have to sacrifice huge chunks of their lives to make, you know, for the cause or something like that.
Like,
okay?
For instance, Sean and Sim spend, you know, some of their off time during the week doing this. Sean spends a lot of his free time.
Doing
and so does Sim. But the rest of us, no, we just pretty much, like, show up here. So, I mean,
I really appreciate what you're doing. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just making sure that if you call me up one day and say, hey, you know what, Sean, you're a big fucking idiot. I'd say, well, you know, I've been telling you that since day one. You know, it's all cool. So I appreciate what you're doing, but I don't want you to get yourself in any kind of shit. Or if you wind up, you know, thinking you can go to a show or something like that and you can hand out some flyers and you go to the show and you start getting static from people or things start looking ugly.
Just forget it. It ain't worth it.
Just fuck off. Just get out of there. Don't screw around, okay? But I do appreciate what you're doing, though, and I think it's very cool. I think a lot of people at cult do as well. But everyone, I just want you all to realize that it is all something that we do for ourselves and for the betterment of everyone. You don't have to take one for the team, okay? Just, you know, be cool with it.
Yeah.
All right. So,
okay.
One more
thing to say.
That's all you wanted to say?
No, one more thing.
Oh, what's that?
I started recording the virus manifesto thing.
Sweet. Do you have an MP3 you can send us?
It's not done yet because my computer was being really shitty, and so I had to restart
it five
times.
Just a clip. Do you have a clip of it or anything?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, as soon as you do, make sure you send a copy to me, okay?
And Lieutenant Major Zombie, get on it.
Yeah, Zombie, we got to have Zombie do his, too.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
What the hell?
All right. Yeah.
That's it.
Every once in a while, I get really freaked out.
Uh-huh.
It's just like
we're gonna shave our heads and go to the airport, Sean.
No, I don't want anyone to be. I don't want to be anyone to be victims.
We'll hand out flowers.
I especially don't
it
want
too
anyone to be victims of an organization that I started. Even
to
no
prevent no victims.
Yeah, you know, that's just so
that's,
a bit of too much
that's
iron
why
there.
I don't play ads on the station because I don't like ads. Do you like people coming up to you and say, you should hear about my religion. It's the best one.
Yeah, that's totally not what I wanted. You know, guys are talking about virus spamming and shit like that. I'm like,
danger, danger.
The virus thing's a metaphor.
Zombie, we think your voice is amazing.
Oh, yeah,
he
we
says,
love your
I
voice
think my voice is shitty.
Well, no, well, your voice is kind of shitty, but it's shitty in such a way that it's like kind of like Armies of Darkness. It's
okay
a bad movie, but it's so bad that it's amazing.
No,
sorry, but I mean, the idea
it's
is perfect.
Camp. It's got camp.
Yeah,
Zombie
it's
has
it's character
to do the
character
audiobook yeah version of the Virus Manifesto. It's,
he
it's
has
like
to.
It's his, a natural.
It's his destiny.
It just works.
You realize
it does work.
It does work. It's,
it does.
It's oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
it's porn.
Porn.
It is.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's pretty much it for the night.
Read out the names. You want to read them? Do you want me to read them out?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
He did something
nasty. No. Sorry, I'll minimize what we got going on here. Okay, we got Echoes, Marion Kexler, Holy Dio, Guardian, Studio Shovel, Aunt Jemima, Battle Wax, Smokehouse Apocalypse, The Ranch Zombie, Roto, The Oracle, Doodle, Disturbed, Case, Pseudo, An Ocean Fork, Brewster, Linuxar Hockey, Paradox, Sanix, IRME, Breaker One, Sterling, Josh K, Snake, Integrity, Nixter, T-Night, Soul Trance, No Name Guy, Buck X, Half Elf, Infaloop, Lead, Punk of Evil, Rama, Smash, Cossacks, Crazy Fuck, Zero Store, Binky Mists, Ronin Sparky, Skits, Son of a King, We Two Added.
Sofa King, We Totted, he just put in the IRC.
Sofa King, oh, Sofa King Retarded, right? Okay.
We Totted.
Okay, Star Baby, The Preacher, Vampire, sense. Stone, BRB. VGS Depressed, Waco666, Waco666, underscore, Watching Karma, Zandad, and I Am So Fucking
Retarded.
I Am So Fucking Retarded.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
That's great.
So that's it.
And around the room.
So going around the room tonight, and saying, starting from where, starting from what? So let's start with you.
Hey, this is Girl on Left saying, all your base are belong to us.
And that's the end of that forever.
This yeah is your old Uncle Dak saying, listen to the kids from Whitney High, because, hell, at least you know there's a group that's not basically trying to fuck their fans.
I have another song. I bet they're being taken advantage of by their record company, and they don't even know it.
They're about
well,
the
what makes you think that, Sam?
I don't know. I bet they're not seeing a cut.
PVM saying,
bleh. This is Medic saying farewell, and I promise I'll tell a story next week. I had one ready, but everyone kept on going on and on.
That's because we hate you.
I didn't hear that. You didn't say that to me.
We
never got the fucking
chance. No, I never got the fucking chance.
No, you have to be louder than everyone else.
I
like, now I have to be louder.
No, we do. We do. We hate you.
Well, that's fair.
We hate you.
That's
we all discussed it before you got here.
We said
don't let him do his story tonight.
It's
a huge game.
We said you were a smelly poopy head, and we had to basically keep you down.
Keep the white man down.
Next week, folks, I'm bringing a gun. I'm telling my story. But I bang! I'm telling my story. Huh?
Who's in charge here?
That's right, me.
All right, and then we have the professor.
Right, wrong, doesn't matter. He's the guy with the gun. This is Professor Scott Harker saying good evening, and I hope there is an afterlife, because if there isn't, I'm out of a job.
This is true. And this is Sean Kennedy, fucking man, saying, finish the fucking story!
Not that I don't want there to be an afterlife. I just don't believe there is one.
Yeah, me neither. It sucks. You know, it's like too good
heaven
to be true.
Heaven would be fun.
You know?
But, you know, it's not there.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
This is Rexall, and I'm looking for a technology in which to mute all of you at will.
You find it?
Didn't we talk about that?
I'll let
button
you know all right.
The magic override.
You'll start talking, nothing will come out.
No, that won't really mute us, but basically let's just say our attention will be distracted. Click,
And this is
no,
Sumerian.
I want your attention. I want silence and your attention.
This is
I'm like a bitchy teacher.
Who teaches us nothing.
I was just about to
no,
say
this is Coffin.
Okay.
Mrs. Goffin, how you doing, Mrs. Goffin?
I teach lots. If you listen to me, you will learn.
We have
you
to pay attention. But we're the bad students that don't pay attention in class. That's a problem.
They're the goofs at the back. You know what's really funny is I'm in the militia, and the officer in my troop is the school, you know, he's the class clown.
The officer.
Our leader, he's the class clown. He's the one always goofing off.
That's a good thing.
It's pretty funny. Your teachers, you know.
Say goodnight, Drex.
Say goodnight.
You all want to go home?
Yeah, we want to go home.
Oh, actually, we just want you to shut up.
But as a side effect, we get home.
Good
get
night.
To go home. Good night. This is Sumerian. 6 days, 21 hours, all that good stuff, and we're out of here.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.